for the game. And Sundays are $2 seltzers and mimosa. All of my post-game catch on the field. For the complete list of promotions, head to WJs.com. Blue Jays fans, as you enjoy the game here at TD Ballpark,
it looked a little dicey earlier on in the day, but we are ready to go here at TD Ballpark. Threshers and Dunedin with their second 11 a.m. game of the season. Last time these two met this early in the morning, the Threshers took a 9-4 victory over the Dunedin Blue Jays back at the beginning of May. And Clearwater looks for their second straight win, starting off the final three-game set of the first half. Welcome into the Threshers Broadcast Network. My name is Josh Sperber, and the Clearwater Threshers coming off a 10-4 victory over the Blue Jays last night and looking for some similar juice with a familiar face re-added to the Threshers roster. It was just announced earlier this morning that Caleb Ricketts is rejoining the team on a rehab assignment from the High A Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Ricketts was put on the injured list about a month ago, 18 games into his call-up to the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Last played for the Threshers on May the 6th against Lakeland. Finished off his time in Clearwater on a 6-game hit streak and a 12-game on base streak. And his current slash line is impressive for the Clearwater Threshers. .379 the batting average, .402 on base percentage, .552 slugging. At the time of his departure, he led the team in all of those categories as well as 22 RBIs, but it has been a little over a month since Ricketts left for Jersey Shore. He returns to the first half champion Threshers, a guy who was an integral part of the beginning of this season. With the talking about the Caleb Ricketts, he's in the lineup tonight for the Threshers, so let's take a look at the Threshers lineup this afternoon. Caleb Ricketts, the leadoff hitter on the rehab assignment, he will be the designated hitter for the Threshers tonight, playing his first game for Clearwater since the month of May. He'll bat first. And Jordan Disson, who has replaced him as the starting catcher, will bat second. Cole Moore batting third. He's on a bit of a hot streak as well. A great series last week against the Tarpons. Moore is riding a 5-game hit streak. He is 8-for-19 over his last 5 games. He'll bat third. Felix Reyes will hit cleanup after a late hit last night. Couple of RBIs and 2 home runs against Tampa last week. He'll play third. William Bergoya over at shortstop batting fifth. Reached base last night to extend his on-base streak to 6 straight games. Matt Alafano will bat sixth. He'll play second base as Bergoya moves to shortstop. And Cade Fergus is in center field batting seventh. Jordan Viers returns to the eighth spot after a double yesterday, improved his on-base streak to 9 straight games. And Troy Schreffler rounds out the order for the Clearwater Threshers, wearing Caleb Ricketts' old number 4. He will play in left field and bat ninth for Clearwater. Making his first start of the season is Aberson Castellano. He's had a couple of solid outings in relief, three outings, 6 innings pitched. Excuse me. Three outings, 6 innings pitch for Castellano, 9 strikeouts, but 5 earned runs allowed. This is his 10th career start in the minor leagues and 9th for the Clearwater Threshers. He made 1 start for the Phillies White back in 2021, but has been used primarily as a reliever for the Threshers and in the Philly system over his minor league career. It's his 21st appearance with Clearwater. Between last year and this season, he is 1-3 with a .392 ERA. 20 appearances, 8 starts for Castellano. He will get the ball against the Blue Jays for the first time this season and make his second start against the team. For the Dunedin Blue Jays, they come in with a record of 31-33, 12.5 games behind the Threshers, and 4th place in the West Division, tied with the Tampa Tarpons. Tucker Thoman leads things off for the second straight night at third. Manuel Beltre follows him up again over at short. Ryan McCarty moves up one spot in the order. He'll DH and bat third, with Roque Salinas making his series debut, batting cleanup and playing in right field. Glenn Santiago moves into left and will bat fifth. Jaden Rudd at the sixth spot, down one spot in the order, but remaining in center field. Rekelvin DeCastro will play at second base and bat seventh. Victor Mejia will catch and bat eighth. Gene Arnaez rounds out the order for the Dunedin Blue Jays. He will play first base. On the ball, on the mound for the Dunedin Blue Jays is Rafael Ohashi. He has been one of the most used starters of the year for the Dunedin Blue Jays, coming in with a record of 2-4, a 4.56 ERA. He has pitched against the Threshers in each of the now three series that these two teams have played. Let's take a look at last night's game, one with the Threshers. Took the lead early on and did not look back. A career day for Ryan Leach started off in the first inning, which started rather quickly for the Clearwater Threshers. First two batters reached on singles. Amarion Boyd scored from second on a Justin Crawford RBI knock within the first six pitches of the ball game. And then the bases became loaded for Ryan Leach, and his third home run of the season turned into the third grand slam of the year for the Threshers. Two at Bay Care Ballpark, and yesterday's on the road, that made it 5-0 Clearwater. Then the Blue Jays started a comeback, two runs in the first, and then they scattered another two more runs in the second and the fourth inning to come within one run. It was 5-4 heading into the fifth inning, but the Threshers quieted any hopes of a comeback really quickly. Top of the fifth inning for Clearwater, Amarion Boyd once again led things off with a single, and Justin Crawford follows suit. Both of them with multi-hit games yesterday, and they scored multiple runs. A two RBI double from Brian Rincon padded the Threshers' lead, moving it back to 3 and making it 7-4. The Threshers scored the last five runs without an answer from the Dunedin Blue Jays. Jordan Viers continued the party in the sixth inning on an RBI double and made it 8-4. Then Ryan Leach drove in a career high and a Threshers season high, 5 RBIs on a single in the ninth inning, and some extra insurance came on the very next pitch, another RBI from Felix Reyes. That gave the Threshers a 10-4 lead, and that is where the score would stay. 10-4 Threshers, they got their ninth win in 13 games against the Dunedin Blue Jays. They're 4-3 here at Dunedin Ballpark and 5-1 at Bay Care Ballpark. The Threshers looking to keep Dunedin under 500 at home for the first half of the season. A home record for the Blue Jays is 15-16. Dunedin already needs to win two straight to get to 500 at the end of the first half, while the Threshers have locked up the West Division in the first half of the season. Chad Lagana, Shea Graham remain the umpires for the Threshers, for the Threshers Blue Jays game tonight, but they'll switch things up. Chad Lagana will go behind home plate calling balls and strikes. Shea Graham will be behind home plate calling balls and strikes. Chad Lagana on the bases in reverse of yesterday's contest between Clearwater and Dunedin. A 6-run win for Clearwater. They have scored 5 consecutive runs on these Dunedin Blue Jays, and we'll see how much more they can put up on this Wednesday morning matchup. As I mentioned, these teams did play again at the beginning of May, the Threshers' first road series of that month. The Threshers, the first night of that series ended the 13-game win streak. That was a big part of becoming first half champion. Dunedin won the first game of that series, 6-5 on a walk-off in extra innings. But then the Threshers came back with a vengeance on the second day of the series. Another 11-inning game, or another 11 a.m. game. The Threshers won that one 9-4. Out hit the Blue Jays 12-9.
Fans, please remove your caps. For those who are able, discussed for the plan of the national anthem. Broadcast.
We'll take a quick pause to honor our country with the national anthem.
Thank you.
beautiful recorded rendition of the national anthem. It is a camp day here in Dunedin. And
here are the starters for visiting Clearwater Freshers.
What better way to kick off the summer with some morning baseball? Freshers and Blue Jays for the 14th time this season. Freshers have won 4 out of 7 at TD Ballpark and 9 out of 13 overall after a 5-game to 1 series win over the Blue Jays in the series that eclipsed the final 2 days of the month of May and the first 4 of the month of June. The game the Freshers lost during that series was a morning game. That was the last time Dunedin got the win against the Freshers. As I mentioned, 10-4 was the victory for Clearwater today. And they will bring in Aberson Castellano for his first start in about a year. He starts with the Freshers last season for Castellano. He has pitched exclusively out of the bullpen so far this year. Last year for the Threshers, he started 8 times, went 1-for-1-3, 51 ERA, 20 earned runs over 51 and a third innings pitch, 18 walks compared to 61 strikeouts, and a similar in the way that
batting second, shortstop,
striking out more than
batting third, designated hitter number 22, Ryan McCurdy. Batting fourth, right fielder number 26,
Batting fifth,
left fielder number 31, Glenn Santiago.
Take a look at the lineup later on today in the Philly system and the major leagues as we are the first game of minor league baseball to begin playing down in Florida. One game going on right now is in the Carolina League as the Fredericksburg Nationals taking on the Columbia Fireflies, Washington and Kansas City affiliates. That is the only other game that is currently going on around baseball. Major League slate won't start until noon when the Orioles play the Tampa Bay Rays, same time as the Marlins and Blue Jays, the Major League affiliate of the Dunedin Blue Jays, will get themselves started. And it is quite a pitcher's duel for the Blue Jays Major League Club over in Miami. Reigning Cy Young Award winner Sandy Alcantara making the start for the Marlins against the Blue Jays ace taken off of the San Francisco Giants at the beginning of last year, Kevin Gausman. He's 6-3 with a 3.01 ERA, and the Blue Jays 40-35, which is just a game behind the Yankees for third in the AL East. The Yankees, speaking of which, won't play until later, 7:05 p.m. Luis Castillo getting the ball for the Seattle Mariners in the Bronx. The Phillies will play around that time as well. Atlanta and Philly doing battle at 6:40 at Citizens
Bank. Welcome to the field, your Tyson Schaefer
getting the start for the Braves against a former Clearwater Thresher in Aaron Nola. 6-5, 4.66 ERA for the Phillies starter. He is getting the ball for the Philadelphia Phillies. And the rest of the Major League, Rockies and Reds start at 12:30. Cubs and Pirates there as well, with Kyle Hendricks going for the Cubs. And the minor league strikeout leader at the time of his call-up, Andrew Abbott, getting the ball for the Reds against the Rockies in Cincinnati. They have won 9 straight games. Tigers and Royals doing battle in an NL Central start. Brady Singer against Matthew Boyd in Detroit at 1:10. The defending champs hosting the New York Mets at 2:10. Tyler Miguel against Christian Javier, 7-1, 2.90 ERA for the Astros flamethrower. In Milwaukee, Zach Gallen against Julio Teheran, 2:10 in the Milwaukee against the NL West leading Diamondbacks, looking for win number 45. Nationals host the Cardinals in our nation's capital at 4:05. And then a couple more night games. A's are in Cleveland against the Guardians. Red Sox are on the road against the Twins. Garrett Whitlock against Sonny Gray in Minnesota at 7:40. Rangers, White Sox at 8. And Angels and Dodgers at 9:30. Shohei Ohtani getting the ball for L.A. Padres, Giants at 9:45. Caleb Ricketts is in the batter's box in a Threshers uniform for the first time since May the 6th. And we are ready to get underway here at TD Ballpark. Threshers and Blue Jays on the first day of summer here on the Threshers Broadcast Network as Rafael Ohashi goes to work against the big-hitting Ricketts. Fastball misses upstairs and the count 1-0 to Caleb as we are getting ready to go. Ricketts is at a solid start in Jersey Shore, a homer and 9 RBIs in his first 18 games in High A. 1-0, Ricketts drills this one down the right field line, high and deep. If it's fair, it's gone, but it just lands foul. Caleb Ricketts almost had a loud return to Clearwater after that shot, but it just drifted foul a little bit out in front of that fastball for the Threshers catcher. He's hitting .379 in single A. Now the 1-1. Fastball missing inside, and the count now 2-1 from Ohashi. Ricketts has just left the Threshers on an absolute tear. 12-game on base streak, 6-game hit streak before the Threshers had even played Dunedin in this season. Breaking ball missing inside to Ricketts, count 3-1. And Ohashi probably watched a lot of film on Caleb before the first time that these two teams did battle. So he knows how dangerous of a hitter that this man is. 3-1 the count. And the pitch to Ricketts. This one drilled into the gap in left center field. Rudd sprinting towards it, and that's going to land for extra bases. Ricketts heading towards second base. He'll slide in safely with the leadoff double. And Caleb Ricketts back like he never left. A leadoff double for the man who was leading the Florida State League in batting average before he was called up by the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. He starts off getting himself on second base for the first hit of the summer. Ninth double of the year in single A for Ricketts, and now he's in scoring position for Jordan Disson. Passing the torch, if you will, as the fastball misses outside 1-0 to Disson. Disson took over as the starting catcher after Ricketts was called up. He is batting second with Cole Moore on deck for the Threshers. Now it's a 1-0 to Disson with Ricketts taking a short lead off the second base bag being held on by DeCastro. The breaking ball flutters into the inside corner, count evens at 1-1. Cole Moore batting third. Felix Ray is the cleanup hitter for the Threshers, and I'll take you through the rest of their lineup. William Bergoglio hitting fifth. Matt Alafano batting sixth. Cade Fergus, the seventh hitter for Clearwater. Jordan Viers batting eighth. And Troy Scheffler is number 9 hitter. 1-1, and that is ball 2 to Jordan Disson as the fastball misses the outside corner. Disson was really Ricketts' backup, and Ricketts would commonly play four or five games in a given series, and Ricketts and Disson would maybe DH or catch one or two games in the first month of the season as he fouls away the breaking ball, even the count of 2-2. But now the catching job belongs to Jordan Disson. He is usually the primary catcher. Since Ricketts left, Tuesday's game was the first series opening contest that Jordan did not start. He now has a home run and 20 RBIs, hitting just under .300 as the Threshers' new starting catcher. 2-2, fouled back into the netting, and the count will stay 2-2 to Jordan Disson. Both Ricketts and Disson picked by the Phillies in the 2022 draft. Ricketts in the 7th round, Disson in the 12th out of the junior college Saddleback out in California. 2-2 coming to Disson now, and here's the pitch. Ricketts goes to third. A high throw misses, and Caleb Ricketts has his second stolen base of the season for Clearwater. 3-2 the count to Disson now, and in single A, Ricketts is 2-for-4 in stolen base attempts. He has stolen all three bases that he has attempted over in Jersey Shore. So now there's a man on third and a full count to Disson. Still nobody out here in the top of the first. Disson sends this into right field. On the run is Salinas. He makes the catch, and it's too close for Ricketts to tag up. A good throw into home plate ahead of the bag from Roque Salinas, and Disson is retired for the first out of the first inning. So Disson is retired. Ricketts on third, one out, and the infield will come in for Cole Moore. And let's take a look at who comprises that infield for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Gene Ornaez at first base, Raquel DeCastro at second, and the left side of the infield stays the same as last night. Manuel Beltre at short, Tucker Thoman at third, with Victor Mejia getting the ball behind the plate, catching for Rafael Ohashi. Ohashi sends a breaking ball outside to Moore to make it a 1-0 count. In the outfield for the Blue Jays, Glenn Santiago in left, Jaden Rudd in center, Roque Salinas made the first out of the inning in right field. Now the 1-0. Swing and a miss, fastball on the outside part of the plate, and the count is now 1-1 to Cole Moore, who is coming off of his best series of the 2023 season. He had a 2-for-6 game in the barn burner against Tampa on Sunday. Now he swings and misses another outside fastball, counts 1-2. 5 straight games with a hit streak for Cole Moore, 4 of them coming against the Tarpons last week. He went 7-for-15 at BayCare Ballpark in 4 games against Tampa, a double, triple, 4 RBIs, and 4 runs scored. Now the 1-2, hit high in the air and foul over the netting on the left field side of home plate, and we will stay at 1-2. Moore on the season had an average below 100 when he started coming back to the lineup, and now his average at .246, an on-base percentage of .354, homer and 9 RBIs on the season. He was injured, so he did not play in the first series against Dunedin. Now the 1-2. Did he go? He did not. Chad Lagana confirms that Moore did not break the wrist, and it is a check swing, ball 2, on an outside fastball from Rafael Ohashi. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Caleb Ricketts still standing atop the third base bag, 90 feet from becoming the first run after a leadoff double. Ohashi sets at the bout, infield in. The 1-2-2, breaking ball, called strike 3 at the knees of Moore, and there's the second out of the first inning. First strikeout of the day for Rafael Ohashi, and that'll bring up Felix Reyes. Third baseman for the Threshers today in his first full season where he's been learning third base. Did not play before May of this year at third base in his previous 3 seasons in the minor leagues. This first pitch of the day to Reyes popped up into center field. Rudd drifts under it into left center, reaches up to make the grab for the final out of the first inning. So Caleb Ricketts welcomes himself back to the Threshers with a leadoff double, steals a base, but that's all Clearwater gets in the top of the first inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one man left. We head into the bottom of the second in Dunedin. The Threshers and Blue Jays are scoreless with Dunedin coming up to bat.
Leading off for the Blue Jays, third baseman, number 35, Tucker Tolman.
For the second straight night, Tucker Tolman leading things off for the Dunedin Blue Jays after the Threshers strand a runner on third in the top of the first inning. Bottom half of the frame now, and Tolman lifts this first pitch deep into right field. If it's fair, it's gone. And a leadoff home run for Tucker Tolman. First pitch of the game from Aberson Castellano, and Tucker Tolman takes him deep. Second homer against the Threshers this season, and a big clap of his hands as Tolman rounds home plate with the leadoff home run. Third homer of the year for Tucker, and Dunedin strikes first on the first pitch of the day. That'll bring up Manuel Beltre, first homer that Castellano has allowed this season. And Marty Malloy is out having a chat with the umpires. I think he thought that ball went foul. Really tough to see as that ball was just hugging the line, and it is still ruled a home run. So Marty will head back to the dugout. That'll bring up Manuel Beltre, number two hitter. One pitch, one run for Dunedin as they start things off with the first run of the game. It was the Threshers who scored first last night. And, of course, they took the win at 10-4, but obviously plenty of baseball to be played. 1-0 the count now to Beltre as the breaking ball misses inside. We'll take a look at the Blue Jays roster after the 1-0 offering from Castellano. Fastball grounded to short, undercut by Reyes. He scoops it up, throws to first, and gets Beltre in time for the first out of the first inning. So the leadoff hitter in Tucker Thoman sends the first pitch he saw over the right field fence. Number two hitter Manuel Beltre sent the second pitch he saw to the shortstop area where it's picked up by Reyes in a 5-3 ground out. Now Ryan McCarty, the number three hitter, will come up to the plate for Dunedin with a cleanup man Roque Salinas on deck. First pitch to McCarty, breaking ball misses outside and low, count 1-0. Glenn Santiago, the five-hitter for Dunedin. Jaden Rudd batting sixth. Raquelvin DeCastro making his series debut in the seventh spot, as is Victor Mejia hitting eighth, with Gene Arnaez rounding out the order for Dunedin. Fastball on the inside corner from Castellano, count evens at 1-1. For Castellano, as I mentioned, his first start in just about a year. As he gets a breaking ball inside, count 2-1. Had a career-high 6 innings in his start against Dunedin back in June of last year. Castellano deals the 2-1. Hit on the ground to short, right to Vergoya. He gobbles it up, picks it, and throws to first for the second out of the inning, and will set the defense for the Threshers after I tell you the four pitch offerings for Averson Castellano. Four-seamer, sinker, change, and a curve are the four pitches for the 22-year-old right-hander Castellano. He's got a lefty hitting Roque Salinas coming up to the plate as we set the defense for the Clearwater Threshers. In the infield, Felix Reyes at third, Brian Rincon at short, Matt Alifano at second, and at first base is Cole Moore. Next pitch to Roque Salinas, a curveball that misses outside, 1-0 into the glove of Jordan Disson, doing the catching for Castellano today. Outfield will be revealed after the 1-0 offering from Averson Castellano. Here comes the pitch, 1-0, two gone here in the first, as that's fouled away by Salinas to even the count at 1-1. Left to right in the outfield for the Threshers, Ricardo Rosario in left, Cade Ferguson center, Jordan Fires in right field after DHing last night. Count is 1-1 to Salinas, 1-0 Dunedin. The 1-1, breaking ball over the heart of the plate, a nice point of the glove back to the mound for Jordan Disson to acknowledge. A nice pitch by Castellano, a floating curveball that landed just on the outside corner for strike two. The 1-2 to Salinas, weakly fouled over the bat boy and into the net. Count will stay 1-2 for the Threshers. Salinas on the year, averaged just south of 200 at 189, a home run and 18 RBIs, a guy who can play anywhere in the outfield for the Dunedin Blue Jays. 1-2 again, this one fouled away again over the Threshers dugout on the third base side. Count will stay 1-2. One nothing the lead for Dunedin. Two gone in the bottom of the first inning. Each team with an extra base hit. The 1-2 again to Salinas. This one hit on a line to second baseman. Picked up on a hop by Alifano and a quick throw to first for the final out of the inning. First pitch of the bottom first. A solo home run by Tucker Thoman. That's all the Blue Jays needed and got in the first. A run on a hit, no errors, nobody left. And it's 1-0 Blue Jays as we head into the second. Here on the Threshers broadcast.
Hey, fans, thank you for joining us here today for today's game. Be sure to join us this weekend for some great promotions. June 23rd is Pride Night with post-game fireworks. June 24th is Breast Cancer Awareness Night, and Fanny Pack giveaway to the first 500 fans. Hey guys, let's make some noise for your Blue Jays!
Leading off the top of the second inning for the Threshers, shortstop number 12, William Garboya.
One nothing Dunedin, top of the second here at TD Ballpark. The Threshers trail by one with 5, 6, and 7 coming up to the plate. One of the newest Threshers, William Bergoglia, coming up to bat fifth for Clearwater. Matt Alifano following him up. Cade Fergus in the hole, due up for the second. First pitch to Bergoglia, second inning, led off with a called strike fastball on the inside part of the plate. Bergoglia, who joined the Threshers before the division-clinching series against Fort Myers, 0-for-4 with a run and a walk in last night's contest. The 0-1 popped up foul behind home plate, count 0-2. Last night, the walk extended Bergoglia's on-base streak to 6 games. He has recorded a hit in all but 2 games he has played for the Threshers and has reached base in all but 1. 6-game on-base streak lasting since the 13th. Make it 7. Rolls one down the left field line into the corner for potential extra bases. Bergoglia rounding first. He'll stand up at second base with another leadoff double. It was Caleb Ricketts in the first, and on an 0-2 count to lead off the second inning, it's a two-bagger for William Bergoglia. His first extra base hit of the season puts himself in scoring position to start off this second inning, and now that'll bring up Matt Alifano, joining the Threshers last week after a couple call-ups that sent Gabriel Rincones Jr. and Fraylin Minietti to the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Matt Alifano and Troy Schreffler came to the Threshers after those two hitters were called up. Now the count is 1-0 to Alifano, who's playing second base tonight as the double play partner of William Bergoglia. Alifano, undrafted out of Division II Adelphi from Long Island in New York, faces the 1-0 count. Here's the pitch from Ohashi, way up and in. Chin music brushes Alifano off the plate, and now the count is 2-0. 154 hitter through the first series that he played last week. Alifano has one RBI on the season thus far, joining the Threshers at the beginning of last week's series against Tampa. Now the 2-0. Breaking ball on the outside corner, count 2 balls and 1 strike. Alifano has great speed. Bergoglia, a solid runner, is on second base. I'd say not expected to steal, but Caleb Ricketts already stole third this game, so you never know. 2 balls and 1 strike to Alifano, 1-0 the score for the Blue Jays. 2-1, swing and a miss over the top of a breaking ball, and the count now even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alifano went 2-for-13 in 3 games in his first series against the Tarpons. This is his first game against Dunedin this year. 2 balls, 2 strikes. A look over at second for Ohashi, and a swing and a miss from Alifano. Breaking ball gets the second strikeout of the day for Rafael Ohashi. One gone in the second, and that'll bring up Cade Fergus, a guy who had a whale of a series against Dunedin and the Clearwater Threshers. He had a grand slam to dead center against the Dunedin Blue Jays at the beginning of the last home series. Also had 3 of his 7 home runs in the road stand against Dunedin at the beginning of May. So 4 of his 7 home runs have come against the Blue Jays, and Fergus surprisingly pulls back a bunt to make it 1-0. The fastball was wide of the plate,
And now it's a 1-0 count to Fergus. 29 RBIs is second to just Justin Crawford on the Threshers. 7 home runs, tied with Brian Rincon for the team lead. 1-0, swung on and missed. Slider outside, evens the count at 1-1 to the second-year man out of George Washington. And Fergus, part of the 2022 class, the debut here in Clearwater last season. And I was talking to him about it last week, saying how he saw a lot of potential from this draft class from the get-go as he fouls the fastball back to make it a 1-2 count. Caleb Ricketts, a part of that debuting Thresher class. Troy Schreffler, Matt Alafano, all guys who debuted against the Tampa Tarpons in August of 2022. And a vast majority of those guys stayed with the Threshers to start off this 2023 season, and we've all seen what has happened there. The best record in the Florida State League in the first half of the season, among the best teams in the minor league, in all of the minor leagues, as Ohashi steps off the mound and Bergoglio is chased back to second base. Still 1-2 to Fergus, one on and one out in the bottom, in the top of the second inning. Threshers trail 1-0. 27-9 at home for Clearwater in the first half as well, as Fergus takes an inside fastball to even the count at 2-2. So Cade Fergus, I mean, a lot of the coaching staff, pretty much anyone that was around these guys would have told you what we have all seen at the beginning of the season. And Fergus taking a lot of pride on what he and this Threshers team have done this year. He wraps one foul behind home plate. Now the count will stay 2-2, coming on a breaking ball from Ohashi. His fastball is barely touching 90 miles an hour, but the breaking stuff has enough movement that it tempts these guys to go after it even when the pitches are outside, and that is how you get a lot of whiffs from Ohashi. 2-2. This one is not a whiff, though. Drilled deep into left center field. Run going back, and that's going to land in front of the warning track. Fergus is on second with a double, and William Bergoglio scores from the Keystone sack to tie this game up at 1. An RBI double by Cade Fergus. That makes him the second Thresher to 30 RBIs on the season, and we are tied at 1 in the top of the second inning. Cade Fergus, just an extra base hit machine, and he has hit better against Dunedin than against maybe any other team in the league. Now he represents the go-ahead run on second with Jordan Viers, who's on quite a bit of a run himself, coming up to the plate. First pitch that Viers sees is popped up foul over the Threshers' dugout on the third base side, and the count is 0-1. For Viers, a double in yesterday's game, but he has a new season high with an 8-game on-base streak that has lasted since the beginning of the Fort Myers series on June the 7th. 10 for 31 over his last 8 games as the fastball misses outside. 1-1 the count to Viers in right field tonight after taking the night off as a DH last night. 3 of his 10 hits went for extra bases with 3 doubles over his 8-game on-base streak. 2 RBIs, 4 runs scored. Now the 1-1, swing and a miss, breaking ball gets below the bat, and it's 1-2. On the season, Viers has 3 home runs, 14 RBIs, and his recent strong run of form on his 8-game on-base streak, where he is hitting significantly over 300, has brought his average up to 205. An RBI and a double last night on 1-for-5 night, but today he starts off with a strikeout, looking at a breaking ball on the outside corner. Second K of the inning, third of the game for Rafael Ohashi. That'll bring up Troy Schreffler, the go-ahead run on second. 2 outs and 1 run already home for the Threshers in the top of the second inning. 3 hits to 1 in favor of Clearwater, 2 doubles this inning, and all 3 hits for the Threshers have been 2 baggers. First pitch to Schreffler, a half-hearted swing makes it an 0-1 count. Schreffler, another guy that Fergus said a lot of really good things about with this Threshers team, one of the newest members of Clearwater, joining the team at the beginning of Tampa series last week. He's got a chance to drive in his first run for the Threshers this season as the breaking ball misses low, count even at 1-1. Schreffler started the season up in Jersey Shore, a Maryland graduate, drafted in the 15th round after attending the University of Maryland in 2022 by the Phillies. Played 19 games with Jersey Shore this season, 8 for 43 with 2 doubles and 6 RBIs, 9 stolen bases. He stole one base in the Sunday game as he takes a pitch upstairs to bring the count up to 2-1. 1 for 7 in 2 games against Tampa last week. On base, he's reaching base, though, at a 33% clip. 333 on base percentage with a couple of walks against the Tarpons last week. 2-1. This one is hit on the ground to short. Scooped up by Beltre. Shuffles towards first. A high throw keeps Arnaez on the bag. And that ends the second inning. So the Threshers get themselves a run back. A pair of doubles from Bergoglio and Fergus, who drives in his 30th run of the season. The Threshers get their run on 2 extra base hits, no errors, and 1 man left. Top of the order will come up for Clearwater in the third. It's the bottom second now, and we are tied at 1-1.
Blue Jays fans, your favorite ballpark classics are available for today's game. Hit the home plate classics for a burger. And be sure to stop over at Eddie's Bar for a cold beer. Don't forget, burgers are just $2 today. Don't wait. Make your way to the concourse now. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Blue Jays, left fielder number 31, Glenn Santiago.
Glenn Santiago draws a cross in the batter's in the dirt behind home plate before he steps into the right-handed batter's box. Now he leads off the second inning against Aderson Castellano. First pitch, a curveball in there for a called strike, and a nice bender from Castellano, making Santiago contort his body out of the way, thinking that pitch was running a bit too inside. 0-1 the count to Glenn here in the bottom of the second as he swings and misses half-heartedly at another breaking ball by Castellano. 0-2 the count in a 1-1 ball game, bottom of the second inning. 3 doubles for the Threshers. The solo home run from Tucker Thoman for the Dunedin Blue Jays makes up all 4 of the hits we've seen. 0-2, fastball, bounced over to third, fielded in a backhand fashion by Reyes, bounces the throw over to first, but Moore goes into the splits to make the grab for the first out of the second inning.
Center fielder, number 3,
Jaden Rudd. Fielded by Felix Reyes, playing just his 4th game at third base in his career. A guy who came into the league in the corner outfield spot, has played first and third for the Threshers this season, as well as DH, but obviously that doesn't have an effect on the field. He took a lot of reps at third base in spring training, and they clearly seem to be paying off. He has looked really solid over at the third base bag, despite just learning the position for the first time in the offseason. 1-0 count to Jaden Rudd, the British international who represented Great Britain during the World Baseball Classic back in March. Now he faces a 2-0 count as a fastball from Castellano misses outside. He's got 18 pitches so far, with 2/3 of them in 4 strikes, 12 strikes, and 6 pitches that have missed the plate. Now with 2-0 to Rudd, he hears the pitch. Breaking ball, missing upstairs, and the count now 3-0 to Jaden Rudd. All ground outs after the home run from Castellano, hoping not to add a walk to his tally there. Pitch number 20 coming in. Here's a 3-0 to Rudd. Fastball right down Main Street. No, it's outside. Looked over the plate to me, but it's a 4-pitch walk to Jaden Rudd.
for a one-out walk in the second inning. First time that any player from either team has
second baseman, number 19, Raquelvin
DeCastro. Fifth walk of the season for Averson Castellano, and that'll bring up Raquelvin DeCastro with the go-ahead run on first. And Rudd is a guy with plenty of speed. It's one of the reasons that he has been in center field nearly every single game he has played for the Dunedin Blue Jays. One out now for Raquelvin DeCastro as he takes the curveball high and inside. Count 1-0. 11 steals on the season for Jaden Rudd. He's been caught three times, including once against the Threshers. He has stolen 24 bases in his three-year minor league career in 32 attempts. Now the 1-0-2 to Castro. Instead, Castellano will send it over to first base to keep the speedy Rudd checked on the bag. One ball and no strikes to Raquelvin, who's got a .222 batting average, home run, and 9 RBIs in the season so far this year. Castellano sets from the chest. Now the 1-0. Fastball inside, count 2-0. And that is six straight misses to Blue Jays batters after getting Santiago to ground out on an 0-2 count. So Jordan Disson is going to come and have a chat with his new pitcher, Brian Rincon, coming in from short to translate. This is the first game to begin in the Florida State League. The rest of them will start at 4 o'clock. A doubleheader in Jupiter between the St. Lucie Mets and the Jupiter Hammerheads. That will start at 4, the next one about 30 minutes after that. At 6 o'clock tonight, Bradenton is in Lakeland, looking to avoid their 30th loss of the season. Then at 6:30, the Tampa Tarpons hosting the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles with a 6:35 start for Palm Beach and Daytona. The Cardinals clinching a playoff spot on Sunday. So they have won the East. The Threshers have won the West. 2-0 count to DeCastro. The mound meeting is finished. And here comes the pitch from Castellano, lifted high in the air out to left field. Rosario underneath it. He camps and makes the catch next to his left shoulder for the second out in the second inning. So a successful mound visit for Jordan Disson with the next pitch in week 5, ball out to left. Two gone here in the second inning. Jaden Rudd still standing on the first base bag. 1-1 is the score. Two outs for Victor Mejia, who has one out. Or one RBI so far this season. He is hitting .200 in limited action. Nick Deschamps getting most of the reps at catcher. Rudd has a big lead at first. He'll stay put as the first pitch is a fastball over the plate for a called strike to Victor Mejia. No home runs on the season, but an OPS of .750. He is just 3-for-18 in six games in 2023. Half of those with the Florida Complex League Blue Jays, as the throw goes over to first base and Rudd is back in there safely. This is his fourth game in the season for Dunedin. He is 2-for-8 with two runs scored, an RBI, three walks, and three strikeouts in three games for the Blue Jays. Now the 0-1. Curveball right over the plate. A good-looking pitch by Castellano to freeze the Dunedin catcher. Now the count is 0-2. With two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. 1-1 is the score. Rudd has a leadoff first. Moore is there to hold him on. Castellano sets himself up on the first base side of the rubber. Now the wind, the kick, and the 2-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Victor Mejia goes down on strikes, and for Castellano, that is his first punch-out as a starter this season. Dunedin gets a runner on board with a walk, but that is it. No runs, no hits, an error, and one man left. We are tied at one.
All right, guys, it's time to play Tricky Trivia with Diego. Question number one. What's the Dunedin Blue Jays mascot's name? A, DJ, or B, Bobby the Blue Jay? A. That's correct. Question number two. How many innings are in a game? A, 8, or B, 9? A. When it's not A, it's B. That's correct. You're going home with a Blue Jays bobblehead. Man, let's make some noise for your winner, Diego.
You make me dance, baby. You got my heart beating with a when you move. Don't need no plans,
Pinch hitting for Caleb Ricketts, number 37, Ricardo Rosario.
Top of the third in Dunedin, 9-1 and 2 coming up for the Threshers. Ricardo Rosario leading things off in the ninth, pinch hitting. I am just completely missing out here. So it was Troy Schreffler in left field this whole time, and Ricardo Rosario will take the pinch hit at bat for Caleb Ricketts. So a quick double in Ricketts' rehab assignment. Rosario will remain as the DH, and he's got a 1-1 count on him leading off the top of the third inning. Next pitch, fastball upstairs, and it's 2-1 to Rosario. So Ricketts, obviously you send a double into the gap, you know you're ready for it. So Caleb Ricketts will leave without a run scored, 1-for-1 with a 2-bagger. Now it's a 2-2 count to Rosario, who has driven in 10 runs with a .211 average on the season, and he has tied his longest on-base streak of the season with an 8-game on-base streak that has been on since June the 9th. He won't be added to there as a foul tip goes into the glove of Victor Mejia for the first out of the third inning.
Pitcher number 7, Jordan Isson.
So the pinch hit at bat ends in a strikeout. Now the rest of the lineup is back to normal. Jordan Disson up to the plate, flied out to right in his first time up. We have a 1-1 ball game here in the top of the third inning. First pitch to Disson, breaking ball missing low. Count is 1-0 to the Threshers starting catcher. He worked a full count and flied out to right field back in the first inning. He has been hitting a lot more in the two spot lately, but he's a guy who's been around in pretty much every spot of the Threshers lineup so far this year. Fastball upstairs makes it 2-0 on Disson, who's hitting .287 this season with a home run and 20 RBIs. Three hits for Clearwater. All of them have been doubles. One hit for Dunedin, the solo home run by Toman, as Disson avoids a fastball that ran inside on the right-handed batter. And now the count is 3-0. 49 pitches so far for Ohashi, 29 of them for strikes. And now here's pitch 50. 3-0, fastball on the inside part of the plate makes the count 3-1, as Disson not given the green light on 3-0. Three balls and one strike. Disson awaits the pitch. This one hit on the ground the other way to second base. Fielded by DeCastro, a shuffle towards first. He sends the throw into the glove of Arnaez for the second out of the third inning. A routine ground ball for DeCastro.
Now to bring up Cole Moore.
A homer and 9 RBIs in his first game against Dunedin this series. He was injured for the Threshers towards the end of the Tampa series back at Steinbrenner Field in the end of April, and returned in the homestand following the Dunedin road trip against the Bradenton Marauders. That's the Threshers' next opponent, as the first pitch of Moore's first at-bat is a called strike, a breaking ball on the inside corner. Moore struck out looking back in the first, now faces an 0-1 count against Rafael Ohashi. Ohashi, the 0-1. Moore swings and misses over the top of a breaking ball, and the count is 0-2. We have seen a heavy dose of breaking pitches from Rafael Ohashi, and it's worked out for him. 4 strikeouts and now 2 1/3 innings, or 2 2/3 innings, with one of them coming to Rosario in the top of this third inning. 1-1 is the score, 2 gone in the top third, and it's an 0-2 count to the lefty hitting Cole Moore. Now the pitch. Chopped foul off his own leg,
And Messiah was getting ready to throw that to first. No, the count stays 0-2 to Moore, hitting 242 with a homer and 9 RBIs on the season. The majority of his ribbies have come against the Tarpons, though, with 6 in total against Tampa. Against Dunedin, he's playing in his first game. Now he faces the 0-2, Ohashi Diehl. Swing and a miss. There is strike 3. Strikeouts bookend the third inning in a 1-2-3 frame. First time the Threshers have been sat down in order. Heading into the bottom of the third, we have a tie game at 1 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Your wind in this wave. When bucket lists need checking. Points need redeeming. Work trips need crushing. Or anniversaries need celebrating. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, there's 24 trusted brands by Wyndham to choose from. Your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com.
Priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped our means of the game and our country. Our stories to tell.
Now pitching for the Threshers, right-hander, number 16, Gene Cabrera. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Blue Jays, first baseman, number 25, Gene Arnaez.
A new pitcher for the Threshers after two innings from Aberson Castellano. Gene Cabrera sends the first pitch of the third upstairs for ball one to Gene Arnaez. Two innings of work for Aberson Castellano. Now Cabrera sends the 1-0 and it's lifted out to right field. In foul territory, Moore is chasing, but that lands in the stands. Count now even at one ball and one strike. Aberson Castellano went two innings with one run allowed on one hit, the solo home run by Tucker Thoman. One walk and one strikeout for Castellano, and he will not be awarded a decision. Gene Cabrera now the 1-1 to Gene Arnaez, which is skipped. Foul back into the netting. Count is 1-2. So a short rehab stint for Caleb Ricketts and a short start for Aberson Castellano in his first start of the year, 10th of his pro career. 1-2 now to Arnaez, and here's the pitch. This one is lifted up the middle, and that is going to land in center field for a rolling base hit by Gene Arnaez. Leadoff man is on, and the last leadoff man to reach for Dunedin is coming up to the plate right now. Tucker Thoman saw one pitch, and that was all he needed. A solo home run in the first inning for Tucker Thoman gave Dunedin their only run of the game and was the only run and hit allowed by Aberson Castellano. Now, a hit put a man on first base, and Gene Arnaez slowly inching off the bag. First pitch to Thoman, grounded to second. No play at the Keystone sack, so Arnaez will advance, but Thoman will be retired over at first base. Just a routine ground down as Thoman has now strung up the first pitch in each of his first two at-bats. One gone in the third, and a go-ahead run in scoring position for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Manuel Beltre also had a pretty quick at-bat back in the first inning. On the second pitch he saw, he grounded out to Reyes over at third base. Lead off second base, and a wild swing from Manuel Beltre. 0-1 the count, as Cabrera fools him on a slider outside. Gene has been a starter for much of the season so far, and now comes in for his fifth relief appearance of the year. Another breaking ball outside. Did he go? Chad Lagana says he did not. So the count's even at 1-1 to Manuel Beltre. He's 0-1 on the day, on the season. Gene Cabrera is 2-3 with a 4.78 ERA in 38 innings pitched. Now the 1-1. Fastball bounced foul, and that lands into the netting. Count is 1-2. Cabrera, 21 years old, signed out of Maracay in Venezuela by the Phillies in 2019. His last appearance, he went a four-inning save, allowed one run on three hits, two walks, and five strikeouts in the Threshers' last win against the Tarpons on Thursday. Now the 1-1 to Beltre, Cabrera deals. Hit high in the air and foul, count will stay, or count will drop to 1-2. Beltre 0-1 on the day, 234 hitter on the season, 3 homers and 23 RBIs. One gone here in the bottom third with a man on second. The 1-2 pitch into the chest of Disson, bouncing and blocked by the Threshers catcher. Count is now 2-2. A leadoff second from Arnaez, not likely to try for third. He's being held on by the second baseman, Alafano, against the right-handed hitting Beltre. Cabrera deals. This one is popped up, foul down the first baseline, and Moore stops his run pretty quickly as that becomes a souvenir and keeps the count at 2-2. Three pitches fouled away in this at-bat from Manuel Beltre. Two balls and two strikes, one gone in the third. The pitch to Beltre, spiked on the dirt outside, and Disson picks up the baseball. We'll throw it away to get a new one as we've got a full count to Manuel Beltre. The go-ahead run on second for the Blue Jays. Game is tied at one with Beltre's single becoming the first hit that didn't go for extra bases. Payoff comes. Beltre stays put. Fastball in there for a called strike three. 95 on the inside corner, a beautiful pitch from Gene Cabrera, and that's the second strikeout of the day for the Clearwater Threshers. Beltre now 0-2 as Cabrera gets his first punch out, and that'll bring up Ryan McCarty, who grounded out to short the last time up back in the first inning. Two outs and a man on second for the Blue Jays. First pitch from Cabrera is a breaking ball that misses away, count one and out. 1-1 is the score. Threshers have three hits, two Dunedin's, two. One out to McCarty. Six homers, 22 ribbies on the year. Breaking ball, missing outside. Count 2-0. McCarty can really be used just about anywhere on the infield. I've seen him play first, second, and third for Dunedin. Over the now 14 games these two teams have played against each other, tonight he gets a day off in the field as the designated hitter. 2-0 the pitch, fastball powered by McCarty, swing and a miss on the upstairs heat from Cabrera, making it 2-1. And that heater really is Cabrera's next pitch. Sits between 95 and 96, sometimes dropping down to 94, but it stays pretty consistent in the mid-90s, and Cabrera can locate that thing anywhere. 2-1. Another fastball, McCarty fouls this away, and that will bring the count down to 2-2. Two balls and two strikes to McCarty. He takes a quick timeout and is back set in the right-handed batter's box. The righty Cabrera leans in for the sign. He's got five on the pitch clock, and he now sets the ball at the belt. One on the pitch clock, and Cabrera deals. 2-2, fouled back into the netting, and we will do it again. Short leadoff second from Arnaez. He had a leadoff single in the inning and is now on second base. Cabrera looking to keep him there. Two balls and two strikes to McCarty. 1-1 the score here in the bottom third. Cabrera deals. 2-2. Hit back up the middle into center field for a base hit. Waved around third base is Arnaez. A throw home is wide of the bag from Fergus, so the run scores. And Disson throws it back to second base, and advancing on the throw is Ryan McCarty. An RBI single for Ryan, his 23rd ribby of the year. And that gave the
right fielder number 26
2-1 is now the score in the third inning. So on a 2-2 pitch, Ryan McCarty extends or gives the Blue Jays the lead back. They had a 1-0 lead after the home run by Tucker Thoman, which was quickly erased. Now there's two outs and a man on second base for the Blue Jays. First pitch to Roque Salinas is a fastball that misses upstairs. Count 1-0. In Cabrera picking up some dirt as that fastball slipped his grip. Some wet conditions earlier on, but you wouldn't be able to tell looking at the field. The TD Ballpark grounds crew did an excellent job getting ready for a game after we saw rain all night and for much of the morning. It really didn't take until about 30 minutes after we got to the ballpark that the rain stopped and the tarp was pulled off the field at 10:15. Swing and a miss by Salinas, and the count now 1-1. The breaking ball from Cabrera getting by the Blue Jays right fielder. 2-1 the score for Dunedin. Salinas 0-for-1 on the day. He ended the first inning on a ground out to second, and another out would end the inning here. 1-1, hit in the air, down the left field line, and tailing foul into the left field stands with Schreffler giving chase. Count 1-2 now to Roque Salinas. 2-1 is the score. Blue Jays leading. It's a 1-2 count now to Salinas. Cabrera sets at the belt. A quick look over in second base. 3 in the pitch clock. He deals, and this one is roped into right field, and that's going to land in front of Ayers for a base hit. Riding around third is McCarty. He will score without a throw. So back-to-back two-strike RBI singles for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Give them a 3-1 lead, their biggest lead of the night. And Roque Salinas gets another two-out RBI. 3-1 is the score. Glenn Santiago coming up with two gone here in the bottom of the third inning. Two runs already home and a man on first base. 3 singles in the frame for Dunedin. They now have 4 hits on the day as the first pitch is grounded into fair territory. And Moore tagged the first base bag quickly, so that'll end the inning. On his 3 unassisted on the first pitch of the third inning, Santiago couldn't believe it, but he will believe the fact that Dunedin is in the lead. They get 2 runs on 3 hits with 1 man stranded. 3-1 the score, Dunedin in the lead, and we're heading into the fourth here on the Freshers Broadcast Network.
Excellence with every move we make. Our diversified fleet now features 54 and 38 passenger buses ready to move your group. To learn more about how we can help you, visit our website, www.academybus.com. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Freshers, number 50, Felix Reyes.
Top of the fourth inning, the grounds crew getting off the field here for Dunedin, getting the typical top of the fourth drag after they did a great job cleaning up this field, getting it game ready after a whole lot of rain over the last night. Felix Reyes now leading off the fourth for the Threshers. They trail by 2 in a 3-1 game. First pitch to Reyes, misses upstairs to make it 1-0. He flied out to center on the first pitch he saw back in the first inning. Now faces a 1-0 count. 1-0 the pitch. Rick Reyes holds up his swing, and it is confirmed ball number one from Chad Lagana. 2-0 the count to Felix, who got his 19th RBI of the season last year, reaching in two of his final three at-bats, going 1-for-4 on the day with a walk, a stolen base, a run scored, and an RBI. Reyes swings at this one, fouled back, and now the count is 2-1 on an outside fastball by Ohashi. 3-1 is the score in favor of the Blue Jays, top of the fourth inning in a 2-1 count to Felix Reyes. Ohashi, the line, the kick, and the 2-1 pitch. Drilled on a line. If it's fair, it's trouble, but it's foul for Felix Reyes. And now the count even at 2-2. A little bit out in front of the breaking ball was Reyes. And that ball lands next to the tarp out in left field. So 2-2 now to Reyes, who's the leadoff batter here in the fourth inning. Nobody is out with William Bergoglio on deck for the Threshers. Matt Alafano in the hole with Reyes at bat. Those are the three projected to hit at minimum for the Threshers here in the fourth inning. 2-2. This one is popped up behind home plate and foul. We will stay at 2-2 from Felix Reyes. RBIs in each of his past two games, including a home run. On Sunday's game. Now the 2-2. Drilled deep into left center field by Reyes. Going after it is Santiago, and that ball is gone. Felix Reyes drills a home run, 105 off the bat. His third of the year, leads off the fourth inning with a solo jack. 3-2 the score. Dunedin still in the lead, but the Threshers get a run back after the Blue Jays put up two in the bottom of the third inning. Second leadoff homer of the ball game, and Reyes has now reached 20 RBIs on the season. That'll bring up William Bergoglio, who doubled his last at-bat, pulls back a bunt on a curve to make the count 1-0. The Threshers now with four hits on the ball game. All four of those hits have gone for extra bases. Doubles from Ricketts, Bergoglio, and Fergus, and a solo home run from Felix Reyes. Now the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball, missing low, and the count 2-0 to William Bergoglio. He doubled and scored the tying run back in the second inning, and now every Threshers batter represents the tying run, as the count is, or as the score is now 3-2. 2-0 to Bergoglio. Hit high in the air and foul down the left field side. That's going to reach the seats and make it a 2-1 to the Threshers shortstop. He has reached on base just about every single game he has played for Clearwater. Bergoglio has been an absolute shining light since getting promoted from the Florida Complex League before the Fort Myers series. 3-1 the count now as Bergoglio scoops out of the way of an inside breaking ball. The 18-year-old out of Valencia in Venezuela hit 500 last week in five games, went 8-for-16 with four RBIs. Now the 3-1 pitch, a low inside fastball that will walk William Bergoglio. And now the tying run on first base for the Threshers. That's going to be enough to prompt a mound visit. That actually might not be Corey Riordan. I think it is, though. Yeah, it's Corey Riordan coming out to the mound to have a chat with Rafael Ohashi. The entire infield joining in with a man on first, and Matt Alafano coming up to the plate representing the go-ahead run. Let's see what's on deck for the Phillies system as we looked at the Florida State League earlier on. And like the FSL, most of the Florida State League, or most of the Phillies system, does not begin until 6 o'clock. Now, Portland is hosting Reading. The Sea Dogs lost 7-2 against the Fighting Phils last night. Mick Abel will get the ball for Reading as they start on the minor league free game of the day against the Sea Dogs at 6 o'clock p.m. Another former Thresher, Nick Nelson, starting for Lehigh Valley against Worcester as Rafael Ohashi throws an unsuccessful pickoff attempt to first base. Nick Nelson rehabbed with the Threshers earlier this year. Phillies look like they're molding him into a starter. He's getting the ball against the Woo Sox in Worcester at 6:45. And another former Thresher, Matt Osterberg, will get the start for the Jersey Shore Blue Claws as they host the Rome Braves in the final series of the first half. Still no throws to the plate yet for Alafano. as two unsuccessful pickoff attempts have Bergoglio remaining on first base. The Blue Claws ended their playoff run last night in the first half when Hudson Valley clinched the South Atlantic League North Division. Alifano lifts this into center field, and that is another single. Back-to-back base runners to start off the fourth inning. Alifano gets his third hit of the season for the Threshers, and William Bergoglio, the tying run, is now in scoring position on second base. The catcher, Macias, signing out the signs over to his infield, and the Threshers have a home run, a walk, and a single to start off the fourth inning. That'll bring up Cade Fergus, who doubled in Bergoglio the last time he stood on second base back in the second. RBI number 30 on the season for Cade. Second baseman DeCastro holding Bergoglio on, and Fergus takes a called strike on a breaking ball. 0-1 the count to Cade, who's playing in center field, where he played all but one of his collegiate games. He has been playing mostly in right field this season. But he's a guy with a good enough arm and a good enough athlete to play anywhere you need him to in the outfield. 0-1, foul tip into the glove of Messia. Now the count is 0-2. Alifano, the go-ahead runner, has good speed on first. Bergoglio has good speed on second base. I'd say Alifano is the faster runner, though, and he is behind Bergoglio at first base. He represents the go-ahead run, Bergoglio the tying. Fergus facing an 0-2 count. Still nobody out here in the top of the fourth inning with one run already home on the Reyes home run. 0-2 the count. Here's pitch number 70 from Ohashi. And he will hold the pitch and keep it at 69 pitches thrown, 43 strikes, 26 misses from Rafael Ohashi. 5 hits allowed, 2 runs have scored for the Threshers, and 2 more runs have potential to create some trouble for the Blue Jays. No, 0-2 to Fergus, nobody out here in the top of the fourth. The pitch, pitch number 70 is a slider outside, and that makes it 1-2 to Fergus, who is still 1-for-1 with that RBI double. 1-2 now to Cade. Nobody out here in the fourth inning. Go-ahead run on first, tying run in scoring position. 3-2 the score, Dunedin in the lead. Now the 1-2 pitch, as instead a wheel-around throw to second base, Bergoglio slides in just underneath the tag applied by Raquel Ben DeCastro, and that is the third time that Ohashi has attempted to pick off Bergoglio on the base, twice at first and now once over at second. One, two. Foul tip, bounces one off the dome of Victor Macias. Count will stay 1-2. Both Fergus and the home plate umpire making sure Macias is all right. He really used his head on that one. 1-2. Threshers looking to tie up this game and maybe even take the lead. Fergus awaits the 1-2. Both runners go. The pitch misses inside. The throw to first gets Bergoglio for the third time this season. 2 times Bergoglio has attempted stealing a base, and he is out at third. And Fergus, in disbelief, that it's a double play. I thought that fastball missed inside, but it's a strike him out, throw him out, double play, as Fergus is down looking on the caught stealing by Bergoglio. But Alifano gets his first stolen base of the season. And there are now 2 outs with the man on second for Jordan Viers. Alifano still has good speed and Viers with great power. So he can tie up this game or give the Threshers a lead with one good swing. Breaking ball missing upstairs to Viers. Count 1-0. He has reached base in each of the last 8 games, including an RBI double last night. 1-0 the count now to Viers, with Alifano taking the lead off second. Swing and a miss, and the count now even at 1-1. Ahead of a breaking ball, which Ohashi has given a heavy dose of. One and one the count, 2 gone here in the inning. As Viers will now take a timeout. One 1-1, hit high in the air out to shallow right field. Drifting into foul territory is Arnaez, and he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. So, the Threshers get a run on a leadoff home run. Felix Reyes goes deep for the second time in the last couple of games. The Threshers trail 4-2 after one run on two hits in the top of the
fourth. Until the end of the game, stock with all your Jays merchandise needs. If you are a TD Bank cardholder, you will receive 15% off your purchase. Make sure to head over to the Jay Shop and look your best while chewing off your Blue Jays. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Blue Jays, number 3, Chicken Run.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Rudd, DeCastro, and Mejia due up for the Blue Jays, who lead the Threshers by one run, 3-2, in favor of Dunedin, with the fourth inning beginning here at TD Ballpark. Pair of leadoff home runs for each side, 5 hits for the Threshers, 4 for the Blue Jays. First pitch, a breaking ball in there on the outside corner for a called strike to Jaden Rudd, who walked on 4 pitches back in the second inning. The only walk allowed in the game by the Threshers pitching staff. One walk and one strikeout for Aberson Castellano. One strikeout already for Gene Cabrera, now in his second inning of work. 1-1 now to Rudd, 2 homers, 22 RBIs on the season. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss way out in front of the changeup, and the count is 1-2. And with a fastball at 95 miles an hour, a changeup is especially deceptive when it can hit in the upper 80s, as it just did for Gene Cabrera. It's just slow enough that when you swing thinking that change is a fastball, you're going to miss it or get really weak contact on it, and Rudd missed that change completely. 1-2, breaking ball low, and the count now 2 balls and 2 strikes from Cabrera. Cabrera, as I mentioned, in his 5th relief appearance of the season, a 3-pitch mix, fastball, slider, and that change, as Rudd sends this pitch into the top of the netting over the Threshers' dugout. Fastball there from Cabrera. That's the pitch you'll see most often from him, but he mixes in his breaking stuff pretty effectively. Now has a 2-2 count, and the pitch. Upstairs on the heater, count full, now to Rudd. 3 balls and 2 strikes. This at-bat has already reached 6 pitches. Rudd looking for a second consecutive walk. Payoff pitch. It's wave and a whiff. Strike 3. Nasty changeup again by Cabrera, low and on the outside corner.
Second K of the day for Keynes.
That'll bring up Raquelvin DeCastro, who flied out to left field his last time up. Not much movement needed for Troy Schreffler on that play. And we'll see what goes down here. One out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pitch from Cabrera knocks into Raquelvin Castillo, getting him on the left shoulder. Couldn't get out of the way in time. And DeCastro is on first base after the hit by pitch.
Victor, he'll take off his guards and move Victor over to first.
That'll bring up Victor Mejia. Mejia, the catcher, 0-1 today. Struck out his last time up on 3 straight pitches to end off the second inning against Aberson Castellano. He was the last at-batter that Castellano faced. And now Gene Cabrera will go up against him with a man on first and one out. Quick throw over to first base, and that gets him. A great pickoff move by Cabrera. And Cole Moore going for the shoulder. Try and get the highest point for less of a stretch down to the base runner. A great pickoff move gets the second out of the fourth inning. 1-3 on the pickup as DeCastro is taken off the base path just as soon as he was put on them. 0-1 the count now to Mejia as the breaking ball is in on the outside corner for a strike. Cabrera quickly working into the 0-1. Breaking ball again. The slider is swung on and missed. Mejia just heaving his bat at it and going round enough to make it 0-2. Cabrera set with the ball at the chin. 0-2 the count, 2 gone in the fourth. Here's the pitch. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. Disson picks the ball up off the ground and sends it to first. A high throw, but Moore jumps back on the bag. And the K2-3 ends the fourth inning. So two strikeouts for Gene Cabrera. The pickoff move as well. A spectacular inning for the Threshers right-hander. Heading into the fifth, we go. 3-2, Dunedin in the lead.
This is Natural Made in Heart Seltzer Paradise. Introducing the Corona Heart Seltzer Tropical Diet. It's the flavors of the fine life.
Pitching for the Blue Jays, left-hander, number 12, Brody Rodney. Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the Threshers, number 4, Troy Schreffler.
A minor league rehabber in for the Blue Jays, Brody Rodning, making his first start of the year, or appearance of the year, for Dunedin. First pitch to Troy Schreffler, missing outside for ball number 1. The Threshers' number 9 hitter grounded out to short his last time up. 3-2 the score, 1-0 the count here in the top of the fifth inning as Rafael Ohashi's night is done. 1-0. Schreffler takes a fastball on the outside part of the plate to make it a 1-1 count. Brody Rodning, 27 years old, drafted by the Blue Jays back in 2017 out of Minnesota State Mankato in the 13th round. Pick number 399. He has made 4 rehab appearances in the Florida Complex League, reached as high as AA New Hampshire, where he spent his last full season pitching out of the bullpen for the Fisher Cats. His 93rd minor league appearance starts with a 1-2 count to Troy Schreffler. Now the pitch. Upstairs on the heater, count evens at 2-2. In his last full season for New Hampshire, Rodning went 3-4 with a 5.58 ERA and 40 and a third innings pitched over 32 relief appearances. He has not made a start since earlier this year with the Complex League Blue Jays, where he went 5 innings in 4 appearances as Schreffler grounds a breaking ball back towards the Threshers dugout to keep the count at 2-2. 5 innings pitched in 4 appearances in the Florida Complex League for the Blue Jays. 4 hits without a walk, 7 strikeouts in those 4 appearances for the Complex League Jays. 2-2 now to Schreffler. This one is fisted back up the middle. A leaping catch made by Raquel Ben DeCastro going back towards the center of the field. And Schreffler is out on a line drive for the first out in the fifth inning.
That'll bring up Ricardo Rosario, who came on as a pinch hitter for Caleb Ricketts. And he is officially now the designated hitter after the pinch hit at bat. Troy Schreffler has some advice for Jordan Disson against the left-handed pitching Brody Rodman. And now the righty Rosario coming up to the plate, 0-for-1. This one is bunted right back up the middle, Rodning Fields. He bobbles the ball, and now it gets into the hands of Victor Mejia. And advancing to first base is Ricardo Rosario. Likely to be ruled an E1 as Rodning picked up a slow-rolling bunt and was able to make the play. So we'll see what the official ruling is, but the tying run now on first in the form of a very good runner in Ricardo Rosario and a very good hitter coming up to try and drive him home. Jordan Disson at the plate for the Threshers with one out in the top of the fifth. Rodney looks over at the first base bag, and Rosario's off to second. Fastball in for a strike, a high throw, pulls DeCastro off the base and gives Rosario his 15th stolen base of the year. 15 for 18 now is Rosario after he reached on what is ruled a bunt single. So an 0-1 count to Disson, and now the tying run in scoring position for the Clearwater Threshers. Right on left matchup, and Disson is behind the count 0-1. Here's the pitch. Inside, but called a strike on the breaking ball, and the count now 0-2 to the Threshers' backstop. 16 for 19 on the year is Rosario. And he takes a short lead off second base, being held on by Raquel DeCastro against the righty Disson. 0-2 the count now to Clearwater's catcher, one gone here in the top fifth. The pitch. Low and bouncing into the glove of Mejia. He goes outside of the catcher's spot. Make sure that Rosario is staying put on second base. So it's a 1-2 count to Disson now with a tying run on second. 3-2 the score in favor of the Blue Jays. Now the 1-2 pitch. Disson grounds this one foul, staying alive, wasting an inside breaking ball. Rafael Ohashi will not get a decision today. 4 innings pitch, 2 runs on 5 hits, a walk, and 6 strikeouts for Ohashi. Now the lefty Rodney up and ready. 1 ball and 2 strikes, 1 gone, and a leadoff second from the tying run in Ricardo Rosario. Disson holds up the swing. Did he go? He did. Strike 3 for Brody Rodney. His 8th strikeout of his now second rehab assignment, first since joining the Dunedin Blue Jays earlier this week. That'll bring up Cole Moore with still the tying run on second and 2 outs. A single would likely plate Rosario. He has good speed, and Moore, despite being 0-for-2 today, is on a pretty solid run. 7-for-15, so hitting over 400 last week against the Tarpons in 4 games. First pitch misses, and the throw not in time. Second stolen base of the day for Rosario, 17th on the season. And the pitch was actually a late called strike, so the count is 0-1. Now the tying run is 90 feet from home plate on a quick steal. Tucker Thoman was playing off the bag. A smart call by Marty Malloy, coaching third, to send Ricardo over to third base. A huge lead off third for Rosario as the slider misses low and away to make it a 1-1 count to Cole Moore. A strikeout looking and swinging for Moore, so he's 0-for-2, looking to reach with a hit for the 6th straight game. Now it's 1-1. Big lead off third for Rosario, dancing around trying to distract Rodney. Does not work as the slider in there for a called strike 2. 1-2 the count to Moore, 3-2 the score in favor of the Blue Jays. Threshers looking to tie it up. A single would do just that. Moore down in the count 1-2. Let's take a step back and a quick timeout. Now he's back set in the left-handed batter's box. Left on left matchup. 1 ball and 2 strikes to Moore. Rodney sets. 6 on the pitch clock, he deals. Moore swings and misses, and that ends the inning. Back-to-back punch-outs for Brody Rodney, and rehab assignment ends with a man stranded on third base. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one man left for the Threshers. And we are at the halfway point of this afternoon's ballgame. Threshers trail by 1-3 to the lead for Dunedin.
Your Blue Jays take on the Clearwater Threshers with a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. You can enjoy buy one, get one margaritas and frozen drinks. And be sure to stick around for post-game fireworks. Don't miss out on 1 minute of the action. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Blue Jays, number 25, Gene Arnaez.
Dunedin has the lead right now, 3-2. The Threshers have out-hit Dunedin so far, 6-4 in the first half of this contest. Bottom of the fifth starts off with a fastball by Cabrera, and it bounces into the glove of Disson to make it a 1-0 count to Gene Arnaez. He's 1-for-1 with a single and a run scored. The go-ahead run, as this one is bounced to second base, fielded on the run by Alifano, and that ball bounces off his glove. Took a tough hop, and Alifano was still not completely next to the ball when he reached it. He kind of reached out to try and grab it, but it is called an error on Matt Alifano. First error of the season for Matt, and the leadoff man on in the bottom of the fifth inning. First error of the game for either side as Tucker Thoman will come up to the plate. Fastball cracks the outside corner to Thoman, count 0-1. That's the first pitch he has not swung at. Sent the first pitch of the game into right with a solo homer and then grounded out to second his last time up in the third. Now an 0-1 count in the fifth as Cabrera tries another pickoff move, but this one does not get Arnaez. He will be back in time on the first base back. 0-1 the count to Thoman, 3-2 the lead for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Cabrera looks at the plate. He deals. Swing and a miss. Changeup absolutely fooling Tucker Thoman, spinning him around and making it an 0-2 count. 3-2 the score. Dunedin in the lead. We're here in the bottom of the fifth inning at TD Ballpark. Now the 0-2. Breaking ball outside. 1-2. So, if Brody Rodning's day is done, as a lot of these rehab starts, particularly from the Blue Jays, there's rehab since last just an inning, Rodning would be in line for the win with a run, with a hit and two strikeouts in one inning of work. Now the 1-2. Curveball called, strike three, floating onto the outside corner, and a nasty pitch by Gene Cabrera to get his fourth strikeout of the day. What a pitch from Cabrera to get Thoman. He's now 1-for-3, and Manuel Beltre, the first strikeout victim of Cabrera back in the third, is now up at the plate. One on and one out here in the fifth. Threshers trail by one. The pitch to Beltre cut on and missed, and the breaking ball fools the Dunedin shortstop. Count is 0-1. Beltre struck out his last time up, grounded out to third on the third pitch of the game back in the first inning. 0-1 the count now to Beltre, and Cabrera wheels and throws to first. Did Moore get him? No, but it was a very close play at first with Arnaez getting the outside of the first base bag and avoiding the tag from Cole Moore. 0-1 to Beltre, one gone here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Cabrera deals.
fouled away, and now it's 0-2 to the Blue Jays shortstop. He worked a full count his last time out and struck out looking against Cabrera, the first of Cabrera's four strikeouts on the day. 30 of his 43 pitches, Cabrera, have crossed the zone. But his threshers trail 3-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. One gone, here's the 0-2. An excuse me foul ball as Beltre leaves his bat over the strike zone, as now the count 0-2 still to the Blue Jays shortstop. O-2 to Beltre. Cabrera set again. Man on first with one out for Dunedin. Cabrera, the pitch. Bouncing away from Disson, he'll catch up to it, but not before Gene Ornaez moves to second base on the wild pitch. So it's a 1-2 count to Beltre now, and Dunedin takes a double play off the table after the wild pitch with a runner now in scoring position. 1-2 still for Beltre. Cabrera looking for the second out. Alafano holding the runner on the second base bag. This one past the diving glove of Reyes, rolling into shallow left field, and Schreffler is there to hold the runner on third base. So Ornaez moves to third, and it's a one-out single for Manuel Beltre, his first hit of the day. Fifth hit of the game for Dunedin, and that will bring up the designated hitter in Ryan McCartney. McCartney singled and scored back in the third. Another single would double the advantage for Dunedin. Currently is 3-2 with one gone in the fifth. But the double play back on, so Matt Alafano pinched up the middle as Cabrera tries to get the runner at first in Manuel Beltre. Unsuccessful pickoff attempt, and Cabrera will set himself up from the first base side of the rubber. For Beltre, 5 stolen bases in 6 attempts on the year. He is 24 for 33 in his minor league career. First pitch misses upstairs to McCarty. The fastball makes it 1-0. Shortly off first now for Beltre. Cabrera is set. The 1-0 to McCarty. Fastball narrowly missing the outside corner. Count now 2-0. Second base is open here in the fifth. One out. Two runs already home in the game for Dunedin against Cabrera. They lead it 3-2. 2-0 the count now to McCarty. And the pitch. Curveball over the heart of the plate. And that is a called strike one. A little bit upstairs at the letters for McCarty for the called strike one. 2 balls and 1 strike from Cabrera. One out here in the fifth. The pitch hammered down the left field line, but it quickly goes foul as McCarty was out in front of that slider from Cabrera. And that is the danger of Gene's breaking stuff. He is a guy with a heavy, heavy usage of his fastball. And he's got 2 breaking pitches that look a lot like the fastball coming out of the hand in the changeup and the slider. And you get things like that that fool the hitters. This one, McCarty gets a hold of. Slider out into right field. Sprinting towards the line is Byers, and that's going to drop in front of him. One run scores from third. Alafano picks the ball up on a blue RBI single from Ryan McCarty. Beltre to second, and Ornaez will score. That run, though, will not be earned.
Number 26.
It is a 4-2 ball game in favor of the Blue Jays. RBI number 23 for Ryan McCarty. He's on first. Beltre's on second. Ornaez back in the dugout in the 4-2 ball game. Roque Salinas coming up to the plate. 2 on and 1 out and 1 run already home. 4-2 the score with Dunedin out in front here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Cabrera deals. This one hit on the ground past Alafano in second. That's going to roll into right center field. Scooped up by the center fielder, and the throw goes to third, and the run from second base scores. Beltre coming around on a first pitch single from Roque Salinas. He gets the RBI, 2 straight runs score for Dunedin, and they now lead 5-2.
Left fielder, number 31, Glenn Santiago.
It's
So Jordan Disson's going to come out to talk with Gene Cabrera. Brian Rincon in to translate. Threshers now trail 5-2. Cabrera has now allowed 2 runs in 2 of his 3 innings where he has been on the mound. 2 1/3 so far for Cabrera with 4 runs allowed on 6 hits. That'll bring up Glenn Santiago, 2 on and 1 out. Alifano will pinch more towards the middle to try and quell the double play threat from Santiago. He's 0 for 2 with 2 ground outs. If he gets another one, this inning could end. 5-2 the score. Dunedin's in the lead. Alifano holds the runner on second, and Cabrera fires a fastball down the pipe, 0-1. It's McCarty on second, Salinas on first. Back-to-back RBI singles for the Blue Jays have them up by 3. 0-1 the count now to Santiago as Cabrera is now set. He looks over at first and fires the 0-1 home. Breaking ball missing low, count even at 1-1. Seven hits now for Dunedin, 6 for the Threshers, and the Blue Jays in the lead by 3. Cabrera looks over at second and the 1-1. This one hit back to second base, this time to the other side of Alifano, out into right field. The runner coming around third, looking for home, and the run scores. The throw to second, though, in tie. And out, trying to turn a single into a double, is Glenn Santiago. He'll still get the RBI as McCarty scores all the way from second base. Salinas goes to third, and it goes 9-1-4 to get the runner out at second, but a run scores on the RBI knock from Glenn Santiago to make it 6-2 in favor of the Blue Jays. Back-to-back-to-back RBI singles for Dunedin. And now there's 2 outs here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Breaking ball missing inside. It's a 1-0 count to Jaden Rutt. So Alifano had back-to-back singles go on each of the opposite side of him. He was playing in normal position for the RBI single from Salinas and went to his left towards the second base bag. Couldn't get there. This time went to his right towards the first base bag while he was playing up the middle and couldn't get there. So just some balls put in good spots by the Blue Jays. 1-1. Rudd goes around and the pitch is a strike. 1-1 the count to the center fielder. So 2 gone and a 1-2 count on Jaden Rutt. Lead is 4 for the Blue Jays. They've had 3 in the inning. The 1-2 bounced up the middle. Cabrera barehands it, sends it to first. Moore stays on the first base bag and gets the final out of the 5th inning. All but 2 batters for Dunedin come up to the plate. They get 3 runs with 2 of them earned on 4 hits, 1 error, and 1 man left. Dunedin has their biggest hit of the game as we head into the 6th inning. It's 6-2. Blue Jays lead the Threshers.
When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Now pitching for the Blue Jays, right-hander number 27, enters Clay Hurst. Leading off the top of the 6th inning for Clearwater, number 50, Felix Reyes.
A new pitcher on the mound for the Dunedin Blue Jays, another rehabbing pitcher in the righty Ander Tolhurst. 23rd round pick of the Blue Jays back in 2019. Begins the inning with a hard ground ball from Felix Reyes. Bouncing off the glove of Beltre at short. Looping throw to first. In time. And Reyes cannot beat out a deep ground ball as Manuel Beltre makes a fantastic fielding play over at short. So Anders Tolhurst gets one pitch, one out. And the 23-year-old is playing for his third time here in Dunedin. He has now pitched three innings, allowed five runs in those three frames, three hits, two walks, and two strikeouts. Went three scoreless innings in a rehab stint in the Florida Complex League. Now the first pitch to William Bergoglio misses upstairs on the breaking ball, count 1-0. Bergoglio has reached base twice, a double and a run in the second, and he walked back in the fourth. The Threshers now trail 6-2 here in the top of the sixth inning. Tolhurst deals, breaking ball on the outside part of the plate. Count evens at 1-1. And we could see another rehabber, but this next one might be a big league one. Two more rehabbers on the roster for the Blue Jays. You have Addison Barger, the infielder who we won't see, and the pitcher that we're talking about is Zach Pop, major league rehabber acquired from the Marlins in the Jordan Groshans deal back in 2021. 2-1 count now to Bergoglio. Sliced foul into the netting, and that brings the count even at 2-2. Five RBIs for Bergoglio on the season. Four of them came at home last week, one of them in his first at bat of the year for the Threshers back in the second inning of the second game against Fort Myers. William Skinny's out of the way of an inside fastball, and the count runs full from the rehabbing Ander's Tolhurst. Tolhurst now set. Payoff pitch, hit high in the air and foul. Count now 3-2 still. Six to two the score. 8-6 in favor of the Blue Jays here in the top of the sixth inning. Now the payoff pitch. Breaking ball, called strike three on the outside corner. Third strikeout of the day for the Blue Jays bullpen, and that will bring up Matt Alafano. Alafano singled and stole the base back in the fourth inning. He's 1-for-2 at the dish for the Threshers today. He's got two outs and nobody on here in the top of the sixth. The Threshers in a 6-2 hole against the Blue Jays. Now the first pitch. Fouled back into the netting by Alafano, and the count is 0-1. Tolhurst, keeping it efficient, will breach double digits on this next pitch. Six strikes in nine total pitches. Now the 0-1. Hit high in the air and foul by Alafano. Count 0-2 as that ball goes foul down the right field side. O-2 now to Alafano. He'll call a quick timeout in between pitches here. Two outs, nobody on here in the top of the sixth inning. Threshers trail by four. Alafano awaits the 0-2. Tolhurst is set. He deals. Breaking ball, called strike three. Second straight strike out looking, and for the second consecutive inning, a rehabbing Blue Jay strikes out the final two to end the inning. Threshers go down in order. We head to the bottom of the sixth. 6-2 the lead in favor of Dunedin.
Blue Jays fans, join us this Saturday, June 24th, for Breast Cancer Awareness Night. Your Blue Jays take on the Clearwater Threshers with a 6:30 p.m. first pitch and will don pink jerseys. The first 500 fans will receive a fanny pack presented by Zeta Tau Alpha. And kids can run the bases post-game. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now. Thank you. Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Blue Jays, number 19, Rick Sullivan, is Castro.
Bottom of the sixth inning here in Dunedin. 6-2 lead for the Blue Jays, and Gene Cabrera back out for the sixth after allowing three runs in the fifth inning. First pitch of the sixth inning is grounded down the third baseline and foul by Raquel Bendicastro. Count 0-1 to the Blue Jays' second baseman. 6-2 the score, one error for the Threshers, and six hits as DeCastro sends this one into shallow left field. Schreffler underneath it. He makes the grab with two hands for safety for the first out in the frame. So two pitches and one out in the sixth inning for DeCastro. That'll bring up Victor Mesilla, who has struck out in each of his two plate appearances, including a drop third strike to end off the fifth. He swings and misses, and a breaking ball from Cabrera to make the count 0-1. Working quickly, the 0-1 pitch cut on and missed. Mesilla way out in front of that breaking ball, and the count now down to 0-2. Cabrera in a groove here. 0-2 the pitch. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Gene Cabrera gets Messi on Mesilla, and that is his fifth strikeout of the day.
First baseman, number 25,
Mesilla, three strikeouts, all of them have been on three pitches. He is struggling today, but his Blue Jays are in the lead 6-2. Pitch number 65 now coming to Gene Arnaez, who pulls back the bunt. Fastball right down Broadway, makes it 0-1. Arnaez 1-for-2. He scored two runs, but reached on an error his last time out. Now the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball goes below the strike zone, but Arnaez chases. Count 0-2. 66 pitches, 48 for strikes for Cabrera. Now the 0-2. Hit on a line into right field, and that loops in for a base hit. Viers is there, cutting the ball off to keep Arnaez on first with a two-out knock. His second hit of the day, and he has reached base in each of his three at-bats, even if one of them is on an error. That'll bring up Tucker Thoman, a leadoff home run in the first, but he's 0-for-2 since, including a strikeout looking against Cabrera back in the fifth inning. One on and two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 6-2 lead for the Blue Jays as the fastball misses low from Cabrera. Count is 1-0. Thoman struck out on four pitches, going down looking in a 1-2 count in the fifth inning against Cabrera. Now the 1-0, Cabrera deals. Fastball inside, count 2-0. Four-run lead for Dunedin. Arnaez on first base, 5 stolen bases in his career in 6 attempts, and the one time he was caught was earlier this season. Now the 2-0 to Thoman. This one drilled on a line out to center. Fergus running towards it makes the catch with one hand on the run as a two-out knock goes for naught on the line out to center field. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left. We are heading into the seventh inning. 6-2 lead for the Blue Jays on the Threshers Podcast Network.
Tuesdays are TV Tuesdays. Stop by your local Clearwater TV bank for free tickets. Wednesdays are $2 Wednesdays. You can enjoy $2 tickets and $2 food options. Thursdays are Dollar Beer Nights, presented by Budweiser. You can enjoy $1 12-ounce draft beers at Eddie's Bar. Fridays are buy one, get one margaritas, frozen drinks, and a specialty drink of the week. Saturdays are family nights. Kids can run the bases after the game. And Sundays are $2 seltzers and mimosas, followed by post-game checks on the field. For the complete list of promotions, head to DunedinBlueJays.com. Thank you. Leading off the top of the seventh inning for Clearwater, number 17, Cade Fergus.
To the seventh inning we go here at TD Ballpark. Anders Tolhurst, after a solid 1-2-3 inning in the sixth, will come out for a second inning in his rehab start. Zach Pop still warming up in the Blue Jays bullpen, so he may face the Threshers for the second time this season. Cade Fergus leads things off for Clearwater in the seventh. First pitch up and in, and it is ball number one to Fergus. An RBI double in the second. He's 1-for-2 on the day after earning his 30th RBI of the season. Now the 1-0. Drilled on a line out to left field. This could be two, but it's picked up by Santiago, and Fergus will hold up at first base after a wide turn around the bag. Seventh hit of the day for the Threshers, second for Fergus. And that will bring up Jordan Viers, who's 0-for-2 on the day. Fergus has good speed, 4 stolen bases in 5 attempts, and the Threshers trail by 4, so now might be the time that the Threshers get back to their normal aggressive selves on the base pass. They were 7-7 in stealing bases last night, and Rosario has stolen 2-2 attempts today. This one hit in the air foul over the corner bar out in left field where many of the Threshers staff are seated. Clearwater had their guys over to watch the game. No home games today for the Threshers, so they wanted to see the Clearwater Threshers take on the neighboring Blue Jays. Now they see Jordan Viers take a fastball to the back as he turns away trying to avoid an inside heater from Anders Tolhurst, but instead he gets hit in the shoulder blades to reach first base. So the first two on in the seventh inning, nobody out yet. Fergus on second and Viers on first. That'll bring up Troy Schreffler, who's 0-for-2 on the day, looking to change things up. Two on, nobody out here in the seventh inning. And Tolhurst, a couple looks over at Fergus on second. Now the pitch. Schreffler fouls this one right back into the netting, count 0-1. He lined out to the second baseman, DeCastro, in his last time up. 6-2 is the score. Dunedin has led almost the entire way. A brief pause for a tie back in the second inning until the two-run third gave Dunedin the lead once again. Now the lead is 4, their largest of the series, 0-1. Curveball, late swing by Schreffler, and it's 0-2. Fergus on second, Viers on first. Middle infield pinch for double play depth with the second baseman DeCastro holding Fergus on second base. He's got good speed, but after the Threshers were already caught on a double steal with Bergoglio heading to third, unlikely to see him go. Schreffler hits this one high in the air, deep out to left field, at the track, at the wall, it's gone! Troy Schreffler with a moonshot to left field, and that puts the Threshers within one run. Second homer of the game for Clearwater, first of the season for Schreffler, and just like that, it's 6-5. Still nobody out here in the top of the seventh inning.
Designated hitter, number 37, Ricardo Rosario.
Now the batters become the tying run for Clearwater. First home run just came for Schreffler. How about now for Ricardo Rosario? He pinch hit for Ricketts, back in the third. Reached on a bunt single in the fifth. He's 1-for-2, now facing an 0-1 count. He also stole two bases on the day to advance some runs for the Threshers. 6-5 the score now. 0-1 to Rosario. He swings and misses over the top of a fastball to make it 0-2. Threshers now trail by one run and one hit against the Blue Jays here. 0-2 now to Rosario. Here's the pitch from Tolhurst. He fists this foul, and that lands next to the Blue Jays dugout, and we'll keep it at 0-2 here. See a whole lot of Phillies jerseys, Threshers gear in the crowd. Clearwater fans always travel well, especially to their neighboring ballpark in Dunedin. 0-2 to Rosario. Swing and a miss out in front of a breaking ball. Tag of safety applied for Messia. And there is the first out of the seventh inning.
Third strikeout of the day for Andrew Tolhurst, and that'll bring up the catcher in Jordan Disson. He hit his first home run of the season back against Lakeland during Caleb Ricketts' last series. Maybe the presence of Ricketts could inspire him to hit another one, which would tie the game. And his homer landed at the Bay Carra ballpark equivalent of where Schreffler's home run hit. So we'll see how it goes with one out to Disson. First pitch, a fastball low and away. Count is up 1-0 to Jordan, who is 0-3 on the day, striking out in his last plate appearance. Three runs already across here in this top of the seventh. 6-5 the score, with Dunedin still in the lead. 1-0. Foul will tip into the glove of Messia, and the count is 1-1. This in a home run and 20 RBIs, now tied with Felix Reyes in the RBI mark, within the top five for the Threshers. The 1-1 to Disson. Fastball inside, narrowly missing, and the count's 2-1. Just a close call, but a better eye from Disson, as that one clearly missed off the plate, but not by too much. 2-1 now to Jordan. Here's the pitch. This one hit high in the air out to center field. Rudd going back. In front of the warning track, he pulls up and makes the catch, drifting onto the dirt for the second out in the seventh inning. Disson did not miss that one by too much. In his second homer, but he hit that to dead center field. And it was not too far from leaving the yard. And now a visit to the mound. And this might be it for the rehabbing Anders Tolhurst. The ball handed to Donnie Murphy. Tolhurst will leave. And a new pitcher coming out of the pen for the Dunedin Blue Jays. I doubt it'll be Zach Pop. They usually don't have rehabbing guys come in the middle of an inning. But we'll see who comes in for the Blue Jays on the other end of this commercial break. Two outs and Cole Moore coming up to the plate for the Threshers. They trail 6-5 in the top of the seventh against Dunedin. Don't get too comfortable. When I get too comfortable.
Now pitching for the Blue Jays, right-hander number 34, Grayson Thunder.
Maybe the best pitcher on the Dunedin squad is in the game for the Blue Jays, with Zach Pop still puttering around in the Dunedin bullpen. Grayson Thurman into the game and sends the first pitch, a curveball outside to Cole Moore for ball number one. The night is done for Anders Tolhurst. He will not get a decision. An inning and two-thirds, three runs on two hits with three strikeouts, no walks, in his third rehab appearance for the Dunedin Blue Jays. 1-1 the count as the breaking ball clips the outside corner for Grayson Thurman against Cole Moore. He's got a 5.48 ERA on the season for Dunedin, making his 19th relief appearance for the Blue Jays. Moore twists this foul down the left field side, and the count's 1-2 with two gone here in the top of the seventh inning.
21 and a third innings pitch for Grayson Thurman, 24 strikeouts, 10 walks, but he's allowed 13 earned runs in those 21 and a third frames. 1-2, another curveball missing outside to Moore. Count is 2-2. And now this will only be a safe situation if Moore gets the next 7 outs. He is 4-for-5 in save opportunities on this season. 2-2 now to Moore, the pitch. This one hit high in the air out to center field. Easy run for Rudd. Takes a couple of steps forward, camps underneath it, reaches out and makes the catch for the final out of the 7th inning. But the damage done for the Threshers. A 3-run jack by Troy Schreffler puts Clearwater within 1. Now we'll stretch it out here at TD Ballpark. 6-5 the score. The Threshers trail by a run.
And now, Stacey Steven, take me up to the ball game. Now pitching for the Threshers, right-hander, number 18, Daniel Harper. Now batting for the Blue Jays, number 7, Manuel Beltre.
Daniel Harper is the new pitcher for the Clearwater Threshers, starting things off with ball 1 to Manuel Beltre. Night finish for Gene Cabrera. He leaves in line for the loss with the Threshers trailing 6-5 in the bottom of the 7th inning. 2-0 now to Beltre, as we'll take a look at Cabrera's line. 5 runs, 4 of them earned on 8 hits, no walks, 5 strikeouts, and 4 innings of relief. Another fastball from Harper. This one misses low and away, and the count 3-0. A fastball-heavy pitcher drafted in the 17th round of 2022 out of the University of Kentucky. Harper has a 9 ERA in 3 innings, and he hits Beltre. Might have ricocheted off the bat, and Daniel Harper spiking the rosin back into the mound, frustrated with himself after 4 pitches out of the zone, and a hit-by pitch to the leadoff man, Manuel Beltre. Beltre singled and scored in the 5th, and now he is on base for the 2nd time this ballgame. That'll bring up Ryan McCarty, who has scored in each of the last 2 times he's come up to the plate, and Jordan Disson talking some strategy with Dan Harper to try and avoid a similar occurrence. For McCarty, a single and a run scored in the 3rd, an RBI single in the 5th with runs in each of those 2 at-bats. Jordan Disson will head back behind home plate with Ryan McCarty up at the plate, a man on, and nobody out here in the bottom of the 7th inning. 6-5 is the score. The Blue Jays also out-hitting the Threshers 9-8 in a 1-run lead. Fastball outside, it gets behind Disson, and Beltre will advance to 2nd on the wild pitch. 2nd of the game by the Threshers bullpen. Bunch of kids here for camp day on the first year of summer. You can hear them getting pretty loud in the Dunedin stands right near the press box here behind home plate. 1-0 the count to McCarty, man on 2nd now. as the wild pitch is officially given to Daniel Harper. Fastball high and tight, and it's a called strike one to Ryan McCarty. Really well-placed pitch for Harper, sending that pitch in there at 94 miles an hour. Short leadoff second base for Beltre, 1-1 to Ryan McCarty. The pitch, fastball again, cut on and missed, and McCarty tries to climb the ladder and gets a swing and a miss. 1-2 now. Harper seemed to have found his stuff in these last couple of pitches. Two well-located inside heaters. Beltre being held on by Alfano. The 1-2, waving a whiff, strike three. Three consecutive fastballs from Ryan Harper to get his first strikeout of the day. For the Threshers, that is now seven strikeouts for the first out in the seventh inning. Five strikeouts from Cabrera, one from Castellano, and now one from Harper to get his first out against Dunedin this season. That'll bring up Roque Salinas, the lefty, who takes the first pitch, a fastball up for ball number one. Salinas, RBI singles in each of his last two at-bats. He drove in McCarty in the third, and then Manuel Beltre in his last time up in the fifth. 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. Count evens at one ball and one strike. Went out and a man on second. Threshers trail by one here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Harper deals. Breaking ball. Bounce back to Harper. It knocks off his glove. He barehands it and no play at first base as Roque Salinas reaches with one out. Runners on the corners now, and that'll be ruled the second error of the game for the Threshers. Just the fifth time. The fifth time the Threshers have recorded multiple errors in a ball game. First time in the month of June, and first time since the Lakeland series that they have done so. This is the first error charge to Daniel Harper this season. Double play still in order for the Threshers, with Salinas on first, Manuel Beltre on third, still one out in the seventh inning. The infield pinch for double play depth. Reyes back on third, Moore holding the runner on first base. Fastball on the outside corner to Santiago starts things off with a strike to the 1-3 Glenn Santiago. He reached on an RBI single in the fifth and was picked off, trying to extend it into a double by a combination of Byers Cabrera and the second baseman. There's Alfano, who narrowly misses making a diving play up the middle, and it's a second consecutive RBI single for Glenn Santiago. Salinas to second, Beltre scores, and it's 7-5 in favor of the Blue Jays here in the seventh inning. That'll bring up Jaden Rudd as Santiago gets the RBI knock to bring the lead up to two runs for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Rudd, 0-2 on the day, walked in the second inning. He'll be a hard guy to double up, but William Bergoglio is holding the man on second base, positioned right behind Salinas, who has a short lead off second. First pitch, a fastball outside, and the count 1-0. A lot of fastballs on the menu for Harper. The Threshers already have a lefty getting loose in their bullpen. 1-0. Fastball hit high in the air out to shallow left field. It'll stay on the dirt. Reyes underneath it, and he backs up to the edge of the infield dirt on the pop-up for the second out of the seventh inning. So two gone in the seventh now. One man on second, another on first. And the Castro, as the Dunedin Blue Jays are leading 7-5 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Santiago on first, Salinas on second, DeCastro 0-2 on the day. He was hit by a pitch in the fourth and flied out to Schreffler and left twice. Fastball right down Main Street makes it an 0-1 count as DeCastro declines to offer on the pitch. 0-1, two outs and two on here in the bottom of the seventh inning with one run already home for Dunedin. Harper, a look over at second, the 0-1. Fastball outside, count evens at one ball and one strike. Short leads by each of the base runners. Doesn't seem likely that Dunedin is going to try and steal on a double steal attempt. 1-1, fastball narrowly missing outside, and the count 2-1. And a guy who throws fastballs as well and as often as Daniel Harper, also not an easy to steal on, not an easy guy to steal on. And it's just a good rule of thumb not to run on Threshers catchers. The 2-1. Outside on the fastball, count 3-1. As a team, Clearwater has thrown out about 30% of would-be base stealers this season. Caleb Ricketts had 32% behind the plate before he was called up to Jersey Shore. Jordan Disson around that number right now, and he's the man behind home plate. 3-1 to DeCastro. Fastball popped up foul over the press box behind home plate, and the runners will go on a payoff pitch with two outs. 3-2. A leadoff second from Salinas. A leadoff first for Santiago. The runners will go with two gone here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The payoff pitch, wave and a whiff, strike three. DeCastro reaching outside at a 95-mile-an-hour heater, and Harper scorches it by him for the final out of the seventh inning. Two strikeouts for Daniel Harper, but one run scored for Dunedin. One hit, one error, and two men left. The seventh inning is over as we head into the eighth. 7-5 is for Dunedin lead.
Tomorrow, June 22nd, with a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. Don't forget, tomorrow is Dollar Deer Life, presented by Budweiser. Don't miss out on 1 minute of the action. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now. Leading off the top of the eighth inning for Clearwater, number 50, Felix Reyes.
Grayson Thurman back out after getting one out in the seventh inning, and he's got a tough due-up to face. Heart of the Threshers order, Felix Reyes, William Bergoglio, and Matt Alifano, each of them with a hit in today's game. Last time Reyes was up, he grounded out to short, but the one before that, he sent a leadoff home run into the left field stands. 1-0 turns to 1-1 as Reyes is 1-for-3 on the day. He has led off two innings in his last now three at-bats. 1-1 the pitch, breaking ball inside, now 2-1. Led off the fourth of the home run, swung at the first pitch of the sixth and grounded it to the shortstop, Beltre. Threshers hoping more for that home run again here. 2-1. Reyes hits this one to short. Diving is Beltre, but it gets by him into left field for a leadoff knock. 23rd time in his career, Felix Reyes has multiple hits in a game, and he leads off the inning to bring up the tying run in William Bergoglio. Ninth hit of the day for the Threshers. The Blue Jays have 10. They're also leading in runs, making it 7-5 Blue Jays here in the top of the eighth inning. William Bergoglio up at the plate. He had an RBI in his last road series in three games against Fort Myers, had four going 8-for-16 in his first series at home. Now in his second road stand, the breaking ball in there for a called strike, but it eludes the glove of the catcher behind home plate in Messia. So an 0-1 count to Bergoglio. Reyes has three steals this season, including one of them last night. He's got a short lead off first. 0-1. Bergoglio bounces this one a second. This could be two. Beltre flips to second for one on to first, but he won't get Bergoglio in time as a fielder's choice 6-4 takes Reyes off the base paths. So good hustle by William Bergoglio to keep the tying run coming to the plate. Matt Alifano delivered with a single and a stolen base in the fourth, following up the leadoff home run by Felix Reyes. Now there's one out and William Bergoglio on first base. He's already been caught stealing once today, but that was going for third. One out, Alafano. It would be his first career home run if he can get this one to lead the yard and tie up the ball game. One out here in the eighth inning. Threshers trail by two. Thurman deals. Fastball missing outside and the count 1-0. So I did see Zach Pop, the major league rehabber for the Blue Jays, warming up in the Dunedin bullpen earlier. It doesn't look like anyone's there now, but it is possible that his next rehab stint isn't a closing appearance. This one lifted deep into right field, but fouled by Alafano, and the count even at one ball and one strike. Right now, Grayson Thurman is looking for what would be a 7-out save, as there is no sign of anyone warming up in the pen for the Blue Jays. One ball and one strike to Alafano. The pitch from Thurman, curveball, settles on the inside corner for called strike two. A nice pitch by Thurman against the righty Alafano. Threshers have a righty starting to get loose in their bullpen, but no one on the mound throwing just yet. One and two, instead it's a pickoff attempt at first. Bergoglio is back safely. Still a 1-2 count, one gone to Alafano. Threshers trail by two in a 7-5 ball game here at TD Ballpark. Swing and a miss. A tag for safety applied by Messia, and the fastball gets Alafano down for his third strikeout of the day. That'll bring up Cade Fergus, who was two for three on the day. A double and an RBI in the second, and a single and a run scored in the seventh. So each of the two times he has reached base, a run has been produced. Lead off first by Bergoglio. Fergus lets the breaking ball go low, count 1-0. And Thurman really loving that fastball curve combo today. That's just about all we've seen him throw here against the Threshers. 15 pitches, by the way, from Thurman. Five have missed the zone. 1-0 now to Fergus. He lets the breaking ball go outside, and the count is now 2-0 on the missed slider from Thurman. Tying run is at the plate. Fergus already has three home runs in this ballpark this season, four against Dunedin, and seven overall. Bouncing ball gets away from Messia. He loses it towards the third base side, and the wild pitch puts a run in scoring position as William Bergoglio advances to second on the errant toss by Grayson Thurman. 3-0 is the count now. Fergus having a quick chat with a home plate umpire in Shea Graham. Seems pretty friendly. I don't think he's arguing about anything. Not like he has much to argue about, as he represents the tying run and is ahead in the count 3-0. We'll see if he has the green light here with two outs and a man on second base. Thurman deals. Fergus does not get the green light, and it's a four-pitch walk to send him to first base to bring the go-ahead run to the plate in the form of Jordan Viers. And that is going to bring out Corey Riordan to have a chat with Grayson Thurman. Still no one getting loose in the bullpen for the Blue Jays, so we'll go to a Major League scoreboard during the mound meeting. Jordan Viers set to come up to the plate, and he's got two on with two outs. In the Major Leagues, a couple games have gotten underway, including the Big League Blue Jays, who are leading the Miami Marlins 5-2 in Miami against reigning Cy Young Award winner Sandy Alcantara. Santiago Espinal, who rehabbed with Dunedin when the Blue Jays visited the Threshers, he's up at the plate, 1-for-2 on the day with two on and two outs. At the Trop, the Rays lead the Orioles 4-1 in the top of the fifth inning. Rockies leading the Reds 3-0 in Cincinnati in the bottom of the fourth. Cubs lead the Pirates in the bottom of the fourth inning in Pittsburgh with the former number one overall pick, Henry Davis, at the plate with one on and two outs against the professor, Kyle Hendricks. Tigers and Royals squared up in a scoreless tie in the top of the second at Comerica Park, and those are all the five games in progress in the major leagues. Breaking ball misses low and gets away from Jordan Viers, so it's a 1-0 count to make it to start off his at-bat. Nine straight games reaching base for Viers, who got plunked in the seventh and scored a run on the Schreffler three-run jack. He's 0-for-2. Viers gets himself set into the left-handed batter's box. He represents the go-ahead run with a tying run in Fergus on first base. 1-0. Breaking ball outside, and now it's 2-0. One base is open. That is third. Unlikely to see another double steal, as the last time the Threshers attempted that, William Bergoglio was caught at third base. 2-0 the count now to Viers, as Thurman looks over at second. Now he will throw back there. The throw sails into center field. Each runner will advance as Fergus is going to third, and the throw comes home from Jaden Rudd, allowing two runners to move into scoring position on the error by Grayson Thurman. So Bergoglio is on third. Fergus is on second. He represents the tying run. A single by Viers would likely even up this game, as Fergus has very good speed on the second base bag. 2-0 to Viers, with Bergoglio on third and Fergus on second base. Still two outs here in the eighth. One run in the last inning for Dunedin. Viers lifts this into the air, foul territory down the first base line, and that's going to get away from everybody, as an Arnaez was chasing it. 2-1 the count now to Viers, as he still represents the go-ahead run. Two on the count, Fergus on second, Bergoglio on third. Viers, the go-ahead run, with three home runs already this year. So Viers, quick timeout, he's back in the left-handed batter's box. 2-1 the count as Thurman is set. The pitch. Outside on the curveball, and now it's 3-1. One more miss would load up the bases. Three won the count for the go-ahead run in Viers. The pitch hit foul behind the plate, and now the count is full. The runners will stay put with them on second and third. And a full count now to the go-ahead run in Jordan Viers. The tying run is on second base. That's Cade Fergus. William Bergoglio is on third. And the Threshers need every run they can get, trailing by two in the top of the eighth inning. A full count pitch coming from Thurman. He's thrown 24 pitches. Payoff pitch, fouled again, and we'll start over. Still 3-2 to Viers. The sky darkening, and some of the camp kids are filing out of TD Ballpark. The game's still underway. No lightning or no rain appears imminent. 3-2 now to Viers. The lights have come on. Payoff again. Swing and a miss. There's strike three. So the Threshers strand the tying run here in the eighth inning. One error, one hit, but no run scored for the Threshers. Bottom of the eighth coming up, and the Dunedin Blue Jays lead it 7-5.
All right, fans, it's time for scores from around the farm. The Toronto Blue Jays are on the road against the Miami Marlins. The Blue Jays are up 5-2 in the top of the fifth inning. And looking ahead to tonight's games, the Buffalo Bisons are on the road against the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. First pitch of that game at 6:35 p.m. tonight. The New Hampshire Fisher Cats are on the road against the Somerset Patriots. First pitch of that game at 7:05 p.m. tonight. And the Vancouver Canadiens are on the road against the Eugene Emeralds. First pitch of that game scheduled for 9:35 p.m. tonight. That's your Blue Jays Farm Report. Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Blue Jays, number 21, Victor Mesilla.
Ominous clouds overhead at TD Ballpark and an 0-1 count to Victor Mesia. Lights are on, and that is really the main reason that you can see at home plate. 1-1 the count to the catcher Mesia, who is trying to avoid the golden sombrero. Three strikeouts in the game against Threshers pitching already. He bounces a breaking ball foul, count 1-2. Dark gray clouds are covering almost the entirety of the field here in Dunedin. If the game ends prematurely, it will be a victory for the Blue Jays. 1-2 hit on a line to left. Schreffler chasing, but he won't get there in time. And Mesia reaches base for the first time against Clearwater with the leadoff single here in the eighth. Hit number 11 for the Blue Jays. And they still lead the Threshers 7-5. The ops crew is close to the tarp in right field. But no tarp pole appears imminent just yet. Two-run lead for the Blue Jays. One on and nobody out for Gene Arnaez. Fastball up and in. And Arnaez bends out of the way of a Harper heater. Count is 1-0. Short lead off first base from Mesia. Not expecting him to steal. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball upstairs, 2-0. Harper, two strikeouts to his name, but he has allowed a run as well in his first inning of relief. This is the first time that he is pitching against the Blue Jays. He started the year on the injured list for the Threshers and was recalled from said list ahead of the Fort Myers series. 2-0 turns to 2-1 as the fastball darts onto the inside corner. Short lead off first for Mesia. And it's a 2-1 count to Gene Arnaez, who has driven in 5 RBIs this season with 2 runs and a 2-for-3 day. Breaking ball, missing low, and the count 3-1 to the Blue Jays' first baseman. Harper, a look over at first. Now he's set. Ball in his glove. And the 3-1 pitch, fastball, called strike 2 on the outside part of the plate. Arnaez thought he was headed for a free pass. Payoff pitch coming. Mesia may head to second. He's off. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Throw to second base. Not in time. Matt Alafano looked like he had him. A very close call, but a stolen base for Victor Mesia. However,
third baseman, number
strike 3 to Gene Arnaez. Swung on and missed. That's the third K of the day for Daniel Harper. And the first out of the eighth inning. With the dark clouds overhead, it seems like each side is trying to play this quickly to give the Threshers a chance in the top of the ninth. First pitch to Tucker Thoman, breaking ball in there for a called strike on the inside corner. 0-1 the count to Tucker, who driven his 31st run of the season on a solo shot back in the first inning. First pitch thrown by Aberson Castellano. 0-1, swing and a miss way out in front of that breaking ball low from Daniel Harper. 0-2 the count quickly to the third baseman for the Blue Jays. 0-2, bouncing breaking ball inside, and the count is now 1-2. One out and a man on second. The 1-2 pitch inside. Good job by Disson to glove the ball. And the count now even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 7-5 is the lead for the Blue Jays. And now it's a 2-2 count to Tucker Thoman. One out here in the eighth. And Harper looks over at second. 2 on the pitch clock he deals. Fastball, wave and a whiff. Strike 3. Upstairs heater that Thoman cannot touch. And that is the fourth strikeout of the day for Daniel Harper. Only one run allowed in the seventh, and aside from his error, he's looked really good. With 4 Ks, a season high in Harper's second pro year. First pitch to Manuel Beltre is a ball on the outside part of the plate, count 1-0, to the shortstop who was plunked and scored in the seventh inning. He's 1 for 3 on the day with 2 runs scored, 1 each time he has reached base. 1-0 the pitch, outside on the heater again, and the count now 2-0 to Beltre. Beltre was the leadoff man in every game he played when the Blue Jays visited BayCare Ballpark. Now relegated to the 2 spot for the first 2 games of this series. Harper deals. 2-0, foul tip into the glove of Disson, and the count now 2-1. Another breaking ball from Harper that Beltre barely got a piece of wood on. 2 balls and 1 strike to Manuel. 2 gone and a man on second here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Threshold will bring up Schreffler, Rosario, and Disson in the top of the 9th for their last chance. 2-1 the count now to Beltre. Now 3-1. After the breaking ball narrowly missed inside. Harper, a look over in second. Alifano holding the runner on as the fastball darts outside, and that is the first walk of the day from Daniel Harper. So now 2 on and 2 outs in the 9th to bring up Ryan McCarty, who is 2-for-4 with a strikeout in his last at-bat. But the 2 times McCarty's got a hit, he has scored a run, and that is going to be it for Daniel Harper. A 2-run lead for the Blue Jays, and they'll be facing a new pitcher for the Clearwater Threshers with 1 out remaining in the 8th. 2 gone in the 8th, 2 on, and a new right-hander to come on for Clearwater here in the bottom of the 8th inning. 7-5 the lead. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Threshers Baseball on Threshers Broadcast Network. Dunedin leading by 2.
Now pitching for the Threshers, left-hander, number 48, Danny Wilkinson. For the Blue Jays, number 22, Ryan McCarty.
Danny Wilkinson on for the Threshers to face Ryan McCarty, hopefully the only batter he will see in this bottom of the 8th inning. 1-0 the count to McCarty now, who struck out swinging his last time up. Blue Jays lead at 7-5, but 2 gone in the 8th as light rain begins to fall on TD Ballpark. 2-0 the count now to McCarty with 2 on and 2 outs. An early ending to this game likely means that the Blue Jays would win, but the 9th inning coming up, and you'd think with 2 runs separating the 2 teams, the Threshers would want to give themselves a chance to get a victory. A wet ball being thrown by Wilkinson, and he'll have to get a new one as he missed for the 3rd consecutive time, a 3-0 start to count to start off his night. So it's a 3-0 count now as the rain descends a bit heavier on TD Ballpark. Fastball upstairs, and it's ball 4, and Wilkinson not liking with the heavy rain is affecting his pitching. So
right
a 4-pitch walk,
26,
the second of back-to-back walks, and McCarty is reached for the 3rd time. Now the bases are loaded for the Blue Jays. McCarty on first, Beltre on second, and Messia on 3rd. Heavier rain falling now. You can hear it from my crowd microphone. But this game's still going on. Roque Salinas up at the plate with two gone in the bottom of the eighth inning. Wilkinson deals, fastball up and in. That's five straight misses from Danny Wilkinson, almost the entirety of his pitches thrown in this pretty heavy rain. 1-0 the count to Salinas. Bases loaded and two gone in the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, missing upstairs, and it's 2-0. A new ball for Wilkinson, as that one a little bit too wet for him to use. So he'll get another one. You can even smell just how damp this rain is. And it is coming down heavily here at TD Ballpark. 2-0 the count to Salinas. Wilkinson deals. Fastball missing upstairs. The wild pitch is likely going to score a run. A flip back home, not in time, as Victor Mesia scoring from third on a wild pitch. Beltre to third, McCarty to second, and now it is 8-5 Blue Jays on the wild pitch. 3-0 count now to Roque Salinas, with the tarp crew assembling for the Blue Jays. Runners on second and third, two outs and another 3-0 count after Danny Wilkinson has come in a tough situation. Two on and a rainy conditions here at TD Ballpark. That is eight straight balls for Danny Wilkinson and two walks. Reload the bases as Roque Salinas reaches on a four-pitch.
Fielder number 31, Glenn Santiago.
The rain has slowed up a little bit. But Glenn Santiago now up at the plate, an RBI knock in each of his last two at-bats. He's 2-for-4 on the day. Still raining, but a little bit lighter now, and Wilkinson trying to take advantage of that and throw some strikes. He does not do so there as the fastball bounces off the dirt and into Disson's glove, making the count 1-0. 8-5 the score, so a three-run lead for the Blue Jays. It'll be a save situation if Wilkinson can get this next out. Bases are loaded with two gone here in the bottom of the eighth. 1-0. 2-0. 10 pitches, all of them has missed the zone from Danny Wilkinson. Now it's a 2-0 count to Glenn Santiago. Bases are loaded and the 2-0 pitch. Fastball narrowly missing. That looked like it was a good pitch, but it's a 3-0 count for the third straight at bat, and now Wilkinson in danger of walking in a run. Really can't blame him for this, because he's having a difficult time just keeping himself dry. Can't be easy to control pitches in conditions like this. It has been heavy rain since he has taken the mound, and the struggles will continue. Three consecutive walks, and this one with the bases loaded, scores a run for Dunedin. Salinas to second, McCarty to third, Beltre scores on the RBI from Glenn Santiago, and it's 9-5 in favor of Dunedin. No mound visits yet, as everyone knows that it's just the rain that is complicating things for the Threshers pitcher. Two outs still, bases loaded for Jaden Rudd, and he's going to keep the bat on his shoulder, but Wilkinson gets his first strike across, a fastball dipping at the knees of Rudd, count 0-1. Now it's McCarty on third, Salinas on second, Santiago on first. Two outs here as the rain intensifies. Called strike two on the curveball, and now it's an 0-2 count to Jaden Rudd, who is 0-for-3 on the day, walked in the second inning. New ball with heavier rain for Danny Wilkinson. And he'll try and dry that baseball using his glove hand. 0-2 now to Jaden. The rain now coming down in light sheets. Curveball missing outside, and the count's 1-2. Fastball, curve, and a slider for Wilkinson. That curve definitely his number one pitch. The slider looks a lot like the curveball, just a bit less sweeping action. And the fastball sits around 90. 1-2, high and inside, and another instance of the wet ball affecting Wilkinson's pitch release. The rain coming down in sheets. You can see some puddles forming. And I guess it's a balk. Wilkinson got a new baseball and didn't notify the umpire before changing it. So it's called a balk. And now two runs are coming into score. back-to-back balks, I guess, for Danny. And now there's a runner on third with two outs, now 11-5. Two straight balks put two runs across. Now it's 11-5 Dunedin. 2-2 now to Rudd. Wilkinson just trying to end this inning. Rudd does not offer at it. Now the count runs full. So, McCourty has scored, as has Salinas, and it's Glenn Santiago on third with now a full count to Jaden Rudd. Frustrating situation for Wilkinson with heavy rain during most of his outing as the high fastball gets Rudd out of the way of the pitch. Clearly the ball slipping left and right out of Wilkinson's hand. Another walk and another new ball for Danny Wilkinson. And Rudd is on first base with two outs, runners on the corners, and the ninth hitter in the inning up for the Dunedin Blue Jays. 11-5 the score, four runs coming across in the bottom of the eighth inning, and all of them have come on the back of some heavy rain that has frustrated Danny Wilkinson. Two outs. Wilkinson came in with one runner on as DeCastro fouls the first pitch back into the netting, count 0-1. Messias scored. He was property of Harper. And that's four straight walks for Danny Wilkinson since he has come on. Breaking ball out of the glove of Disson, count 1-1. To Raquelbin DeCastro, who struck out to end the seventh inning. 11-5 is the score now. 1-1 the count with two gone still. The pitch inside, and now the count 2-1. Runners on the corners, two gone, four runs across in the eighth. Fastball misses low, and now the count 3-1. Danny in danger of his fifth straight walk and may load the bases once again. The 3-1 popped up in foul territory, and Disson won't even go after it. Three balls and two strikes as that ball lands on the roof of the press box. So it's ruled a balk and a throwing error on a pickoff attempt that scored the two consecutive runs during the at-bat of Jaden Rudd, who's now on first, taking a big lead. He's off on the payoff. Ground ball foul down the third baseline from DeCastro. We'll do it again at 3-2. 24 pitches for Wilkinson, now just 5 for strikes after that foul down the line. And it's pretty clear that you can attribute this to the rainy conditions. This is about the driest it's been with light rain still falling in the outing of Wilkinson. Popped up, playable down the first baseline for Moore. He gives chase on the grass, reaches back and makes the catch for the final out in the eighth inning. So, just a really tough inning for the Clearwater Threshers. They allow four runs, all coming after the rain started, and Danny Wilkinson will suffer the brunt of it. He gets the final out on the foul pop-up. It's 11-5 with the Blue Jays in the lead. Rico que son rico que yo lo veo, pues, porque somos un número con un solo chiquiteo y lo uno en paquetazo y lo vemos en Timaré. Y lo vas a sentir, pero lo pido, lo entiendo, 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 l
Now pitching for the Blue Jays, right-hander, number 23, Liam Mendez. Leading off the top of the ninth inning for Clearwater, number 4, Troy Schreffler.
The rain continuing to fall here at TD Ballpark, but we're going to play through this. 11-5 the score, Dunedin in the lead, and Troy Schreffler leads off the ninth inning for the Threshers against Liam Mendez. First pitch of the ninth. And it's going to be a wild one. You saw a wild third of an inning from Danny Wilkinson, resulting in 4 walks with 2 earned runs, one of them earned. As couple were charged to Daniel Harper, as another pitch misses, this one inside to Troy Schreffler to make it a 2-0 count. So the night done for Daniel Harper, an inning and 2/3, 3 runs on 2 hits. Wilkinson, a third of an inning, 2 runs on 1 hit, just 4 walks allowed. 3-0 the count now to Schreffler, and Liam Mendez will get a new ball as the rain continues to intensify. And if you can hear the rain on the microphone, it's coming down pretty hard. 3-0 pitch, breaking ball upstairs, and you can see the water splashing out of the glove when the ball gets hit. Saw a couple of drops flick off of the glove of Victor Mesia after another 4-pitch walk to start off the ninth inning. Ryan McCarty was the first batter during this rain against Danny Wilkinson, 4-pitch walk, followed by a 4-pitch walk to Roque Salinas, as now Ricardo Rosario takes a called strike in his first at-bat of the ninth. Fastball up and in, and guess what? Ball one. 1-1 the count to Rosario. And to finish off the rest of that, how that eighth went, a 4-pitch walk to McCarty in the rain. 4-pitch walk to Salinas in the rain. 4-pitch walk to Glenn Santiago in the rain. The rain stopped a little bit, and it was full count that Jaden Rudd ended up walking on. And then the foul will pop up to Raquelvin DeCastro. And I don't know what's going on in the field right now. It seemed like the pitcher, Liam Mendez, just having a catch with Victor Mesia. And now the umpires are meeting to decide whether or not to continue this game, and they are going to say the rain is too heavy to keep this game going. Ricardo Rosario is in disbelief next to home plate, as is Chris Hines in the Threshers' dugout. They aren't happy that Danny Wilkinson went through it, and now the tarp is going to come on here at TD Ballpark. So we're officially in a rain delay with nobody out and one man on in the ninth inning. Seemed like the Jays have burned Liam Mendez, but this game might just end 11-5. We'll keep you posted, and we'll take a quick break here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
You never even give it out.
So the rain continues to fall here at TD Ballpark. The big tarp is not on the field as it is apparently too windy to pull that. So they just have these small circular tarps on the pitcher's mound and on home plate. The score is 11-5. The Blue Jays currently out in front. And the game was suspended, likely not to be completed, with one runner on in the ninth inning. I'm going to close my window while I'm speaking to you guys here, so forgive me a little bit for the difficulty. But 11-5 is the score for Dunedin. I'll keep you posted if this game will continue on at all. But one thing that we can do is give you a little recap of how the game happened. Tucker Thoman sent the first pitch at the bottom of the first inning over the right field fence to put the Blue Jays out in front with a solo home run. William Bergoglio responded with a double down the left field line in the top of the second inning. Cade Fergus drove him home with a double of his own off of Blue Jays starter Rafael Ohashi that tied the game at one. Dunedin took the lead back with a pair of two-out RBI singles in the third that made it 3-1. In favor of the Blue Jays. Felix Reyes then led off the fourth with a solo home run that cut the Blue Jays' lead to 3-2. The Blue Jays struck back with four hits and three runs in the bottom of the fifth inning to extend their advantage to 6-2. Fergus led off the seventh inning with a single off of rehabbing reliever Anders Tolhurst, who then hit Jordan Viers with a pitch to put two on base. Troy Schreffler sent an 0-2 pitch over the left field wall to bring the Threshers within one run at 6-5. Dunedin added another run in the home half of the seventh inning on a single by Glenn Santiago to extend their lead to 7-5. They added four more runs in the eighth inning during an inning of heavy rain to extend their lead to 11-5, and that's how we got to where we are right now. 11-5 is the score for Dunedin. Each team has made their way back to the dugout, as we are unclear if this game will continue. If we are to end this early,
It will be an 11-5 victory for the Dunedin Blue Jays, their 32nd win of the season, and we'll have to wait until 6:30 tomorrow to end the first half of the 2023 season. We'll take another short break. I'll put some commercials on for you, and then we'll take you around the Major League for some more scores. 11-5 the score, still in a rain delay here at TD Ballpark on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
In the sky on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field, and Ellis Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets to stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area. Thursday night at Baker Ballpark is Taps and Tacos night, and Tijuana Flats is bringing the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baker Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Hey fans, be sure to cheer on your Threshers pitchers, because if we strike out 7 or more batters in any home game, you get a free taco. Keep your eyes on the video board after that 7th strikeout for a promo code to use on a free taco. Good with any purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. So download the Tijuana Flats app and get your tickets now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
For the early to rise road tripper, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, is a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Our next Beach Dogs night is Friday, July 21st, where all dog tickets benefit Canine Partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Baycare Ballpark with $1 rim tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolman as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Baycare Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games, with activities by the Baycare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today!
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok. Join us on June 17th to strike out cancer. The Threshers will be wearing special lavender jerseys that you can bid on to support American Cancer Society Relay for Life. During the game, we will honor those affected by cancer with a special commemorative moment. Visit our website for tickets and more details at ThreshersBaseball.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Become a member of our Silver Shoes Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
A Thresher in 2019, Alec Bohm has turned into a star for the Phillies, leading the team in RBIs in 2023. On Friday, August 18th, you can bring home an exclusive Bomer bobblehead. Our friends at Coppertail Brewing have a Thresher's Alec Bohm bobblehead giveaway for a limited number of fans after gates open at 5:30 p.m. So get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and get to Big Ear Ballpark early.
Have you heard the news? The Clearwater Threshers have the best deal in town. Check out the Wednesday print edition or Friday digital edition of the Tampa Bay Times for an exclusive coupon for a Friday game. Grab your issue of the Tampa Bay Times today or visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
Avengers and Threshers fans, assemble. Join us on Friday, July 7th for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight, featuring the on-field debut of our custom Marvel-inspired jerseys. Be on the lookout for some special guests flying around the ballpark as baseball's mightiest heroes take on the Palm Beach Cardinals. Purchase your tickets now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Todos los domingos son divertidos en Bay Care Ballpark. Puede parquearse gratis y pregunta por nuestra oferta especial en la taquilla. Visítenos en la página web threshersbaseball.com y haz divertidos sus domingos.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field, and Kelly's Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Still no announcement yet on the potential continuation of the game, but looking at the condition of the infield, it does not look great. Each team has left the dugout. The player development, the video guys for each team are packing up their video cameras, so it seems like we're just waiting what would turn into the unofficial cancellation of the game. We'll keep you posted as soon as we can with any updates and information. Right now, let's take a look at the Major League scoreboard with eight games currently in action. The majority of the games set to start tonight. First, starting with the Blue Jays Major League affiliate, Toronto. They are in Miami, leading the Marlins 6-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning. In the bottom of the sixth inning in Cincinnati, the Reds, trailed by 3-0, now have a tie ball game against Colorado with one on and one out for Joey Votto. Bottom of the sixth inning in Cincinnati. Bottom of the seventh at the Trop, the Rays leading the Orioles in the battle of the top two teams in the AL East. Randy Arozarena up with a man on third and two outs, and the Rays leading 5-1 against Keegan Akin. Reds and Rockies tied at 3. That sixth inning just ended, so Randall Grichuk of the Rockies will lead off the seventh. Cub leading the Pirates, bottom of the seventh inning, 2 on and 1 out. With Kyle Hendricks still in the game. 4-2 lead for the Tigers against the Royals in the top of the fifth inning. Mets lead the Astros, Mets and Astros are just starting. Top of the first. First two have reached for New York, and Francisco Lindor is up against Christian Javier. Diamondbacks and Brewers just got underway. First batter got out for the Diamondbacks, and Ketel Marte is up with one gone in the first inning. The rest of the game set to start a little bit later. Miles Michaelis is going to be pitching for the Cardinals against the Washington Nationals in our nation's capital. That game to start in just about 2 hours. Braves and Phillies set to go at 6:40 with former Thresher Aaron Nola getting the ball for Philadelphia against another one of the minor league sensation pitchers, a recent call-up this year, A.J. Smith-Shawver, for the Atlanta Braves. That'll begin at 6:40. Yankees and Mariners at 7:05. Luis Castillo going up against Johnny Brito in the Bronx. A's and Guardians in Cleveland. Gavin Williams, one of Cleveland's top pitching prospects, gets the start for his major league debut against former All-Star Paul Blackburn and the A's. 7:10 in Cleveland there. Minnesota plays host to the Red Sox. Garrett Whitlock versus Sonny Gray at 7:40. In the Twin Cities. Rangers and White Sox will start at 8:10 with another great pitching matchup, Michael Kopech against Martin Perez. The Angels and Dodgers starting at 9:30 with Shohei Ohtani getting the ball for the Angels. And 9:45 will begin the Padres and Giants in San Francisco. We'll take a quick break and try and provide you with an update right after this.
Big Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Tijuana Flats is bringing the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Hey fans, be sure to cheer on your Threshers pitchers, because if you strike out 7 or more batters at any home game, you get a free taco. Keep your eyes on the video board after that 7th strikeout for a promo code to use on the free taco. Good with any purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. So download the Tijuana Flats app and get your tickets now.
For the early surmise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Our next Beach Dogs night is Friday, July 21st, where all dog tickets benefit canine partners for Patriots. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
So just got word that this game will be called final in just about 5 minutes. Clearwater Threshers will take the loss 11-5 against the Dunedin Blue Jays, as the delay will expire in just about 10 minutes, and it will run final in 8 innings. Threshers put one batter to the plate in the ninth, and then the rain hit, and they realized it was just too much to keep going. The loss will go to Gene Cabrera, the win to Brody Rodney, and no save will be awarded to any of the Dunedin pitchers. A potential save situation for Grayson Thurn, depending on how the delay rules work, but the Threshers dropped to 43-21, Dunedin to 32-33. Tomorrow is the last game of the first half. Clearwater Threshers and Dunedin Blue Jays do battle for one last time in the first half of the season, with Samuel Aldighieri getting the ball for the Threshers against Pat Gallagher. First pitch for that game will be at 6:30. I'll have the pregame show live from TD Ballpark at 6:15. But that's going to do it for tonight's game. Threshers, unofficial, but the loss will be awarded to Gene Cabrera in their 21st loss of 2023. Final game of the first half of the season tomorrow. Stay dry, everybody. Thank you all for tuning in and waiting out with us during the rain delay. My name is Josh Sperber. Thank you all for listening. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow, but until then, enjoy your Wednesday night.